Blog Talk Radio. code.
So.
Mike Cube.
Come on, baby mama.
running, you're not sweat. Yo, dude, what the fuck if you trust? You won't run when I hit you, put you under the pump. You won't run with your nigga, now you're close enough to shoot once it's broke, put you both in the slump, huh? Go ahead, nigga, pop off. You can get your family, your mans, and the shot off. I'ma get the amps, figure, and blow your top off. Shit funny to the gun in your face. You better run with your nigga, better open the safe. You better come with the money, better show some weight. I'm gonna come with gorillas, cause I run with the apes and put shots in your butt like you wanted to kick, huh?
Da 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 Prodigy and James Icon presents What's in the Name Part 2. Saturday, November 10th in New York City. Grand prize, $1,000 for Old Way. Make us believe you're back in the 80s. Grand prize number 2, open to all legendary runway for $1,000. Other cash categories include mini grand prize, open to all streetwear for $300, as well as open to all runway, the casting call for $500, sponsored by the Mocha Center. That's Saturday, November 10th, in New York City. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150. The location, The Light Box, 841 Barreto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information, contact Father James Icon or Father Rodney Prodigy via Facebook or visit the event page for more info. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster, for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins, for $1,000. As well as Legendary Femme Queen Performance, The Queen of the Throne, for $1,000. Mini grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatsworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, Icon, Selvin Khan, Legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror, a collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, open to all but nine, designers from beyond the grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candy Man. That's right, in a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall Mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon Mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary Mother Sasha Garcon and the icon Mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win, $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagoween.
Mother, we need you.
Oh, yeah.
Last season was all about Vogue. This season is for the...
And where is the body?
Tell it to me.
Move over, Mother.
Give it to me.
Cause I'm going faster.
My ass is my ass. And my thighs can pull my head. Mother Bridge is in the building. Let's go. Where's the body?
Okay, you know, my mind is just like in a loop right now. It's everywhere. And like, you know, of course we're going to talk about, you know, the Tree Monkey versus America's Gold Medalist sumo wrestler. You know, and face, you know, Bloody Mess, and, you know, Tree Revlon, a.k.a. Tupac, you know, versus Tony, all of that bullshit. But first, I just want to get to, you know, my blood is, like, boiling. It's not over a room. You know, my tea party got shut down, blase, blase. But, you know, just be real about it. If you, come on, just, you know... I may have a fake bloody profile, I may have a fake bloody, you know, accent right now, but, you know, behind all of that shit is a real person, and I'm real about everything, whether it's London or who I am, and I just want everyone to keep it real with me, including everyone in my tea party. If you can't keep it real with me, you can't be in a circle, and, you know, I am the circle, bitch. That's what you have to realize. I am the fucking circle. I make the fucking circle. I am the motherfucking radius in the circle. Do you get me? And, you know, all of that, you know, I'm not going to, you know, I want everyone to be on while I do what I do. I just want to say, you know, just keep it 100%, you know. I can be in this accent right now, but I'm still being me at the end of the day. So just be you and just let it all out. And, you know, if y'all have, you know, animosity towards each other, don't show everyone. You know, you can inbox and make a whole 21 bloody chat room with everyone in it. Just make a bloody chat room with just you two. Don't put it all out there and make yourself look like a fool. I just don't like that. And especially people that I thought was, you know, I'm not, you know, can you bring the cast on?
A kiki is a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, you may choose to leave. So shade that lid and we'll all ditch your ennui.
Let's have a kiki.
I want to have a kiki.
Hello.
Mark, J-Rock, Jason, Tiffany, Devin.
Hey, London.
Hello, Mother.
Live on the air.
Is Devin here? Okay.
Devin,
like
he's there.
He's not here.
Okay, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, okay, so I just want to start with, you know, the page being deleted. I'm not blaming it on anyone. No, let me just start with, you know, the Mona and RJ situation. I should be the one with the last say of who stays in the room, who goes out of, not, you know, you guys built the room, but you guys still built the room under the Tea Party name, you know?
Your name. At the end of the day, it's all your name. It's all on you.
Right. And I think, you know, Mona is a key, and I don't think, you know, she would... I don't really know the chat, but I just think she's a key. I get a key out of her, and I enjoy her being in the room. You know, whether or not she spills IT in other rooms or whatever she does, I feel her being in the room. And as far as RJ goes, she's just, you know, she called in one time, she was a key. Like, that's it. You know?
Right. I understand.
I don't find that a big thing, but I don't know why the room was shut down. Maybe it was because, you know, Milan think he's so, you know, Facebook certified or Twitter certified that he can get, you know, people's rooms shut down because we put Tempest's, you know, ad up, and I would put it up again. I would put it on my real profile if they put me back up. You know, they got me. But, yeah, you know, we put her ad up if that's that, or if it's, you know, Deja's La Perla's picture that was up there. You know, maybe, you know, Devin, aren't you a La Perla? Like, get on the line. Like, I need to know.
So you saying it was after they had put Tempest's ad up and...
Right, it was Tempest's ad first. That was
Mother,
up, you know, everything
Mother.
Was going sweet and everything. And then I put a little tiny picture
incoming
of Deja.
Incoming transmission.
Mother.
Okay.
Mother, we have a transmission.
Right, so incoming transmission, let's go.
678-733-733-997.
That was the whole number?
No, those are two different numbers.
Oh.
678-733.
Come on, if you're there, you're there. You're going to make me lose my train of thought.
Oh, no, I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. If you're just listening and you pressed 1 by mistake, please press 1 again to take yourself
out
of the
queue. If you heard the lady say you're in the host queue, press 1.
773-997.
What's the topic for tonight?
The topic for tonight is what was yesterday, but it's just uncut and it's just uncut and raw. Maybe
okay, so what's the first version?
The first version is what was your intake? Wait, before, sweetie, would you mind just holding on? I just have to get my my lovely cast for a few.
Okay, counselor.
If you can just sit back and enjoy co-pop. All right. So, yeah, I don't know what the situation was, but, you know, I just want you guys to know that, you know, it really, you know, as what Naima White said, you know, moves my gears or whatever, when you guys don't at each other like that, like, we all are, you know, we're a cast, like, we're like a family because it's just, you know, us, like, it's other people in the Tea Party room, but they're not on the phone with us, you know? Do you understand me?
Right.
Okay.
So
we
when
are
y'all
family,
like
a giant tree, reaching uphill.
Come on, dream girls did not make it that big, no. no, but I just don't like that, and I would like Devin to be on the air. I don't know why he's not on the air.
This is, London, let me explain something. This has occurred already before. So, with Devin being on the air, Devin has to bring himself
J-Rock,
back.
Where's J-Rock?
I believe J-Rock's here.
J-Rock.
I'm right here.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, yeah, what is this tea with you and Devin? What's going on?
No, it was a Facebook
You know, that's why I hate Facebook sometimes, and I put that out there a lot. If you don't pay attention to what somebody posts, you can kind of get a miscommunication, and it'll come up. It was like a whole, when we went back and looked through the whole fucking post and all that shit, it was really boiled down to a miscommunication from reading instead of like old school, pick the fucking phone up and then you'll know what somebody's talking about. So that's all been ironed out. It really wasn't nothing. It was just, I was trying to get an understanding.
Okay, so that's dead tea. I deaded that tea. Okay, you guys deaded that tea, so I'm not going to bring it back up or whatever. But Devin should be on the phone if that tea is deaded. If there's anything else, Devin, they let my inbox back, so I can't post nowhere else, so you can inbox me or whatever. Like, you know, I don't know what it is. But I just want to enjoy tonight because I love you all, and I look forward to Tuesdays, and I just don't want, you know, it all to be tension and everyone, it just be crickets, you know, people trying to be humorous, other people trying to be, you know, like up in stone, like J-Rock's wall, but, you know.
And I want to just say on my part, London, if I've been coming off kind of rude or I don't know what maybe I've been giving, I'm in rehab right now. So, you know, every day is a struggle for me, honey, you know, to get my, you know, every day is a struggle, and I can only take it one day at a time, you know.
You know, and I feel you. I completely understand what you're going through.
Okay. Thank you.
And Mother, I just want to say that, how do I, because I'm not trying, because I'm just, I mean, I've had my account for almost 4 years now, and I've never had my account shut down for anything. I did not ask for Mother to give me the keys, and I'm not going to give the key, and I'm not going to give the keys back. We have gone through this in the past, and I'm just tired of going through it. Yes, if it was not for London, there would be no us. There would be no Jason Bridge. There would be none of us on this phone. And I appreciate her, and I appreciate Jasmine. The back and forth, the bickering between amongst us, the bickering amongst the cast, amongst the listeners, amongst the rooms, it's a bit much. We sound like, we look like the house, the people that I will not mention. And if I mention that name among names, I owe, every time I mention that name among names, I owe you all a dollar.
Listen, basically he's Voldemort. He's the name that will not be said, like Harry Potter, Lord Voldemort. He kind of looks like him, and we're just going to see what is that.
It's just like, who is... It's just like the Grim Reaper. Did anyone ever see a Grim Reaper? He's all black. Like, he's just black. That's it.
Blacker than black. I'll take it from you, London, like you said one night. You're just blacker than black.
Right, just blacker than the color black. But no, Naima, and I don't want you to, you know, to go at Mona, and I don't want Mona to go at... She's a key. Like, just key. She's a key.
She really is.
Happy.
What? She smells like feet.
No, she's a key.
Oh.
No, do you see Naima?
Yeah.
Right, just, you know, just key at, it's the key at life. Life is too short to be stone and mad over here. And a chat room, like, it's, it really does not matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. So, you know, just key at everything. I key at everything. You know, the girls call in and say, London, I'm getting boys to fuck you up. Key, it's a key. No?
Right.
You just have to key at things. So let's just get to the business. You know, yesterday it was a lot that was not being said. It was a lot. You know, I don't... I went to sleep and, you know, I wanted to get on Facebook, but I couldn't. So I just listened to the archive. And I heard Milan was on the show for like a half a fucking hour. What was that? Who allowed that?
It wasn't our show.
Would he allow Kelly to be on the fucking show to prove her point for even 5 minutes?
Honey.
No, and yeah, and I need Kelly here too. I need to get her. For fucking leaving the show and then coming back to the show. fucking leave again.
Oh Lord, you call for it. Yeah.
Wait, so this is the rubbish that we heard yesterday? That was cute. But
yeah,
Kelly,
like,
no, don't bloody leave, have a fight, and then come back. No, you can't do that. I don't give a fuck if you got the gold medal, if you won the sumo wrestling match or not. You do not do that. Kelly? Kelly, so are you back for good, or are you just going to, like, decide to, you know, change your life for a day or two?
I'm telling you, this is giving me like Ghost Freddy scary Halloween tease. Is she on there or not? It's like...
she's right there. Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we have a caller, Mother, 973573.
Kelly's really playing right now. 973573, whatever. So, what's the
number? 973.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
What's up? This is RJ from the team room.
Hey,
hello,
Diddy.
RJ.
I'll just see Diddy.
What's going on? I just want to, you know what I'm saying, come and talk to y'all since y'all about to kick me out the damn group and shit.
We don't know you.
You know,
well,
I've been here since day one, and, you know, I listen every Tuesday. I listen to support.
Let me explain it to you, RJ. Thank you.
We love to support RJ, but the thing about it was is that we came to a conclusion that after what happened yesterday, it's just too many avatars out there.
Wait, you see that? No, Mark, that is the bullshit that I am talking about. We came to the conclusion. Who the fuck? Not me. Who?
Exactly. Get it, Mother. I didn't have
a
vote on this either. They blocked me for 3 days. I can't even get on damn Facebook.
Well, then that makes the three of us that can't get on Facebook.
The profile is my profile. It's just that I don't just have my face on there. I can put my face if y'all want. You know what I'm saying?
No, this is how you inbox us your face.
I'd rather not.
Right, and if London will put her face, that will just look completely stupid because it doesn't fit. You know? Like.
Right. And Gagaween's coming up. You know what I'm saying? I would go out my way and make sure I introduce myself to y'all so I can put a picture to the person, or
okay,
my face to the person.
I'm sorry, RJ. I love you. I really do. You know that you got the key to my room when we meet at Gagaween. But can we do this right now? Since Mother is here, Mother,
right,
and the cast is here, there is
right
someone that wants to sit at be a part of the inner circle. Now, there was a situation behind them being taken out of the inner circle. Now, that person and the member of this cast needs to work that out. Now, if they work that out, I don't have a problem with them in the inner circle. Cast.
Right, but who wants to be in the inner circle?
Tiffany.
Why you gonna say me? I didn't even say nothing about it, first of all, because I could care
less. Bitch, because tonight,
right,
it's
no,
me making it hot,
okay,
all
me,
the way
me,
to fucking round.
Let me say something. Let me say this, London, okay? This is what Jason is talking about. The reason why
right
I'm saying I don't have nothing to say about it is because they have never came to me directly. They always seem to find a way to inbox Jason with the BS. Okay, you're a man, you're talking to me. He's talking about this boy, Enrique, I guess his name, this man, Enrique, okay? We all know when we was putting up naked pictures, you know, somebody sent a picture of me, of him to my inbox. I don't know him from a hole in the wall. So when they sent the picture to me...
Tiffany, no, you need to go no further. Enrique, no. out the room. He listens to the show. Enrique, you know I live and everything. Thank you for listening to the show. But no, it's completely bullshit what you did. You did not have to, you know. This, what I'm going through right now, I feel what Tiffany went through. This is bullshit. No. You have to deal with some type of repercussions if you pull a fast move like that. Don't do that. Like, how can you catch a bitch off guard, not even post in a room, oh, bitch, you want to try it, watch I get you blocked. You know, you don't even pre-warn a bitch.
Right. You ain't telling nothing.
So, Enrique, no, no, but the room where everyone can be in, you know, everyone that loves the show, we're going to have a room for them, of course. You know, he can be in there, but not in our exclusive circle, no. What if we put some tea up about somebody in the House of the Law? No.
Okay, Mother, we have another call, 313-808, you're on the air.
Oh, I am gagging right now. Trust me, I'm gagging right now. London, you have just got me right together. Hey, Tiffany. Hey, Mark. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, J-Rock. What's going on?
Hello.
It's ironic because I was sitting here, and of course, you know, Mark called me this morning. And I'm sitting like, oh, my God, are you serious? So the thing is, we are in there to kiki and have fun. That is the primary thing of these groups. For girls reporting the groups, God damn, get a fucking life, would you? Have fun, enjoy life. That's what this shit is about. Ballroom is about this shit, having fun. And for fags to come in there and report shit, if you got a problem with a picture or something that's going on, inbox the motherfucker and let them know, oh, that shit is foul, whatever. You know, if you got a problem, then maybe they'll take it down. Don't shut everybody else shit down because you're not enjoying what's going on. And you have the option to get the fuck out just like everybody else.
Right.
So that's my thing with these groups. And when it comes down to it, and I woke up this morning and, you know, Mark called and I was like, what? You know, because I kind of fell asleep on the short. Sorry, y'all. But I was sitting there and I was like, wow, this don't make sense. This shit is supposed to be fun. Everything is supposed to be fun, even with some shady shit. If you can't laugh at the dumb shit you do, then you fucked up.
Right.
And the thing that, you know, that pissed me off, the room got reported or whatever, but, you know, if it was Tempest's picture or her little arrows at, anyone can type in, you know, if they wanted their dream to come true, they can type in dream true and that picture pop up. Like, nothing to hide about that. You know, I just put it out there. And about, you know, Deja, what the fuck, anyone can go and black T-girls and see this bitch.
More like a baby dream.
That's the whole thing. Even in the groups, when Kelly made the other group, everybody knows that they have pictures floating out there. Everybody knew that. Even I went in there, and I was like, and they even said if there are any icons and legends, and we all know that Daryl Turner knows. All of us have been in them groups, them other groups. So I was slightly nervous, and I said, I'm nervous. I keep shit real. I know what the hell I posted, but trust and believe, I was sitting at perch making sure my shit didn't come up there. But in the same sense, I mean, if it went up there, I would be like, oop, and I would have been, oh, my God, you know, whether they like it or not, oh, well, Chanel. You know, I still get my life outside of, you know, ballroom. So when it come down there, you knew what you did. You know, this is real life. And if you, you know, you don't want nobody saying shit about stuff, don't do it. Keep your shit private. You know, and even with the group, oh, my God, oh, my God. I can just say, oh, my God. That's all I can say is, oh, my God. Facts never cease to amaze me.
Right. It's like you should keep a condom in your purse or in your wallet. Keep a picture, a naked picture, and just show the bitch. Show whoever you want to fuck or want to fuck you that naked picture right in your hand and keep it with you. That's it, if you want to keep it that private.
Okay. Yeah, and while y'all talking about, well, y'all, you see, the one thing that kind of gagged me about all this come about with, you know, you see he's saying Temperance and Deja, the thing that kind of gagged me is the fact that they were just talking about how they put somebody out the House of Lonic or whatever, and this, that, and the other. And I recall listening to that show, and I was like, well, child, you just said,
don't do this, but you're doing it too.
You got the totals of
quality, but that's the most lowest mother. like, Tempest, you know, you can be fab and everything. You know, I live for your face. Right.
But you know what?
Right.
London
fat. Like
London,
you know,
London
she's fitting. But that's the lowest job you can have. You have to be.
But London fab girls can be freaky, too. It's a lot of them.
Right, that's not something
Listen,
you should be ashamed about.
I did some BBW porn. I'm not proud of it. If it ever gets out, oh well. That's what it is.
Right, and that's not something you should be ashamed of. If you're, you know, if you're that bitch, you should have another real job on the side. You can be a doctor like Ayana. I'm not saying everyone has to be, you
incoming
know,
transmission.
But, you know, come on, like, don't act like you're that fab when you're really not, sweet, in real life.
443-543-570.
What's up, everybody? This is Enrique. Let me clarify a couple of things. A, I never reported the room because I'm getting inboxes that I report the room. I would never do that because I enjoyed that room. Number two, Tiffany, I don't know you personally. So I went through the person that I do know personally that I know you guys kiki with was Jason. And Jason, when that picture first came up, I asked you to ask her to take it down, right? Because let me give you the history of that picture. Because first of all, I'm upset. Because I didn't send out that picture because I send out better dick pictures, no shade. The reason why that picture was taken was I was Skyping with somebody and I did not, my hand to God, know that my robe was open. So while I'm talking, because I'm talking with two kids that I would never have sex with, and they snapped the picture. I never knew about that picture until it surfaced the first time in the group. So I never wanted that picture to surface again. And when it then I just got angry again because of the circumstances behind it. Because everybody knows me, when I post the pictures, I just don't randomly sit with my dick soft. If I'm going to send a dick picture, it's going to be hard. No shit.
But Enrico, I never knew if your dick was hard or soft because it was a blurred picture.
Right.
Exactly. But the thing about it was just a picture I did not want up. It's different if I would have sent the picture out. I will be swift on it, but I didn't send that picture out to anybody. It was taken without my knowledge.
To be serious, the girls that you keyed that pictures were posted, do you think those bitches sent their pictures?
Some of them, because I got some of the pictures. Not from the website, but from them. I just don't post them. And let me say this, there have been pictures of a lot of people that have been in that room. If I haven't said anything, only thing I would say, they're trying my daughter or they're trying my sister. You know what I'm saying? And I have never reported anything like that. But if I ask someone to please take it down, if I get ignored, I'm going to be upset. Because I did. I don't know you, Tiffany, and maybe this is a way of us to get to know, but I do know Jason. I know him well. So I thought that he would be able to confirm to you, but when he told me that you didn't want to do it, I was just over it. And the point that you posted the very same picture in another room.
Yeah, I did. You're absolutely correct. Hold on. Matter of fact, let's take. You're right. I posted the picture in our group, and I posted the picture in the juice room.
Right.
So Enrique, what you're saying is you did not, you know, block her room.
No, block her room? I didn't block anybody's room.
Right. Get her
room. I reported
room,
that
you know,
picture.
Report her room or anything like that. That's
right, I reported her picture. Yeah, that's the only thing, because I did report that picture. Mind you, if it was a picture that I sent out, and you know there's a difference between an accidental picture with some take and a picture that somebody actually sent out, we all know the difference, then I wouldn't be upset or embarrassed about it because I did it. But I had no knowledge of that picture.
Send it out.
I did. I posted it in the room one time. Did I not, y'all? But I quickly took it down. You know what I'm saying? But it's just a point that's the reason why I reported that picture. I reported the picture. I'm sorry if you got blocked or not, but I did ask Jason, did I not ask you to take her for her to take that picture down?
Right, and it was taken down. You didn't report it. It wasn't reported from our room. It was reported from the juice room.
From the juice room, exactly. And that's where I reported it because I was like, wow, I asked her to take it down, and now they're going to post it in this other room? That's trying it.
Yeah, but when she put it up, it wasn't the intent to say this is Enrique Allure. She just said, "What Allure is this?" It came through an inbox, so it wasn't like she directly attacked you by putting your picture up. She really had no idea it was you or who you were at that point. It was sent to her inbox.
He apologized. Did you hear that?
Enrique, while we have you there, somebody just sent me in my inbox to ask you. Are you close with Deja and Temperance?
Oh my God. Temperance was the mother of my house. We're not close, but I do respect her. I do. And I know Deja through being a fan. I don't really know her personally. Did I answer that correctly? I'm sorry.
Okay.
Can I respond? Hello?
Yes. Tiffany, he apologized. He said that he did report the picture. He did not mean to report you, and he apologizes if you did get reported.
Well, but it's not even so much even a point about after he reported me, because he did report me or whatever the case might be. He should have came to me, but like you said, he went to Jason. But it's just been underlying little things ever since then. Like when we all decided to make the aftermath group, you know, for people who was worried about their pictures getting out or whatever, or things that we wanted to say privately amongst us, you know, it was a big thing. Like, I guess he was saying always to Jason, you know, never coming to me directly and saying, oh, well, you know, I don't feel comfortable posting in there because she's in there. I mean, I'm a co-host. Why would I not be in that group? So, I mean, it's just
No. I wasn't talking about you. It wasn't you that I was referring to. I was talking about Kelly. Because, you know, when Kelly gets mad or angry, she'll post any pictures. She doesn't give a fuck. And that's what we like about Kelly. So if pictures that are given to me, there's pictures that are given to me. If I post them, people definitely know that they came from me. You know what I'm saying? So, but I think what you're talking about was that conversation that we had in the group where I was in another free group was posting about the guy and his status. I think that's what you're talking about. And people wanted me to name names. And I'm not that person to name names. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that can put them in a whole different light. And that's one of the main things, I think, because after I said that I wouldn't name names, that's when I got kicked out that room. And I'm going to stand by that. Because, you know, when I posted a conversation like you guys told me to, I just deleted the names, and I think the names were important. That's the whole thing.
Right. So thank you, Enrique. And, you know, I still have to think about you being enrolled into the aftermath.
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys. I just wanted to explain that. All right, guys. All right, bye.
Thank you. So where are we going now? Are we going to, you know, yesterday, or are we starting, you know, a whole new topic?
Can I say something really quick? I want to just cover something, then I'm going to stop talking about he who will not be named or spoken of, okay? I'm not going to spend my time on the show keep talking about this person and then just making them feel like all we do is talk about them. But what I do want to say is, honey, I want to say, from a personal standpoint, what I heard yesterday in London, I thought it was so late, tired, and tacky that a person that you're supposed to be a leader, that you're supposed to be a legend, that you get on this radio, and you cannot take that the kids is ringing your house up and probably giving accurate facts, because I believe every last word that Boy Martez got on here said. I believe everything he said. For you to get on here and to say, I cried for you when you supposedly had cancer, I think that was wrong. I think it was tired. I think it was tacky.
Right.
Because
that's almost
you
like
get
saying,
back,
you know, I cried for you when you told me you were sick. Like,
yes,
period.
You know what I'm saying? And it's
who
like,
said
it was
that?
A better way.
Milan said that to the child last night, the ex.
Right.
Blonde.
And, I mean, even if you don't agree with him, that's fine or whatever. I mean, it's not a personal thing against Milan. I just think that shouldn't have been something that should have been brought up on the air. Because, I have a soft spot. And I literally felt bad for him. Like, I felt bad listening on the show to hear. And I wanted to be like, oh, my God.
Right.
Is nobody going to stop that? Like, is nobody going to say anything about that? Because, like, that was horrible.
Right, and Tiffany, and you guys, you know how I call, you know, most of you probably, Naima, I know you probably weren't listening because you asked what were we talking about, but I think Milan was really trying to yell over him, scream over him, and cut him off because the boy was telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I said that earlier.
I think Milan was really going that hard because
I think Tony called to throw us off, because what was Tony's point in calling? Tony was calling to throw it off. Like, to throw us off of what the boy was saying. You know what I'm saying? Because what was his point in calling?
Right.
And I'm a firm believer that just because you talk loud does not mean that your point is valid. You're just talking loud.
Right, you're just talking loud. So, Milan, I say that, you know, the Blonics, you know, they went in the trash can and used it for a prop. Are you going to come and, like, have a shouting match with me? No, bitch, you're going to get clicked off the air. That's like, I don't come
can
on
I
the A-list. I don't need to come on the A-list. You know, I can get my point across here. So, I just think that's here and there, and I think that was wrong also, Tiffany, that he, you know, really went in on that boy like that.
Yes, I was really surprised because, you know, after me and Milan had our altercation, you know, everybody knows about that, honey, our altercation. And the point that he got on here and he apologized, even though I wasn't on the show, you know, they did, well, he said something to me about it. He was like in a group, like, you know, Tiffany, I apologize, but I'm sure nobody told you that. And I'm like, you know, I heard the archives and I was really surprised and I thank you for that. And then I seen him at Candy World and I walked, he was walking past and I walked up, you know, he was walking past, and I pulled out my eight ball, right? Right in front of him, I said, "Yes, the mother has another eight ball, honey." You feel me? And he came and he gave me a hug, you know. And I was like, "Okay, we deaded the situation; it was over with," you know. And I was like, "Okay, I was really willing, you know, to move on. I don't really know him personally, so I can't hold a grudge against him, you know. Let's move on. He's nice to look at. He has nice buns of steel, you know. He's a very attractive man, but when he came last night, he was very unattractive. I'm sorry."
Well,
but you know, the Grim Reaper, no longer speak about the Grim Reaper. She doesn't exist. She's dressed in all black. She is all black. She is black. So.
No. Oh, thank you for midnight.
Well, I wanted to say that, you know, that goes, you know, I wanted, when Selvin came on and he was like, you know, let's keep it real. If you weren't put out or left or whatever the case may be, or Blahnik, we wouldn't be talking about this situation, or, you know, we wouldn't know about this tea or whatever like that. On one hand, I feel where Selvin is coming from with that, because if that didn't happen, then the child wouldn't have came on there and gave the tea that he gave. But on the other hand,
to be real, if, you know, Selvin was kicked out of Ebony, he wouldn't have went to Cannes.
No, if Selvin wasn't kicked out of Ebony, he wouldn't have went to Meekly, then he wouldn't have went to Cannes, then he wouldn't have went to Mizrahi.
Yeah, well, that's neither here nor there. But we're talking about that child reading, that child coming on there and saying what he said. Selvin didn't read The House of Ebony when whatever situation happened for him to depart from Ebony.
No, they read him.
But I'm not gonna do this with you tonight, London. But all I'm saying is that was fierce. Even though the child said whatever he said about Blahnik, for Milan to go do a personal attack to that child, give every, well, you know, about his, you know, him cancer, him have cancer, whether he did or whether he didn't or whatever the case may be, I think that was a low blow. And he wouldn't like it if somebody were to prove that he, may have had his body done, or he may be sick or whatever the case may be. He wouldn't want nobody, and if they had ironclad proof of it, he wouldn't want nobody to expose that. It's just that, you know, like, if you telling somebody something in strict confidence that he's supposed to be your role models or your leaders or your parents or your friends or whatever you call them, whatever like that, to come up on something, even though this person may have been saying whatever that they said, for them to do a low blow like that proves that that child had to have been telling the truth. And it also
that's the sound of long winding.
What you mean? I wasn't even fit. What?
No, Naima. No, okay. But you reach the point and then you go beyond the point. Sometimes that's another thing with you.
But see, I would. All right.
Let me.
No, you reached the point and beyond. But no, I just got an inbox.
No,
and, you know, Miss Caliente, I just have to. Miss Caliente, hot like fire. You know, if you want, stop sending for me through Kelly, please. Just come to me. You know, come on the air. We can have, you know, a normal conversation. I don't know if you have a, you know, a person that can speak for you or something, because I really can't understand some things you say, but, you know, come on. If you have a translator, bring it, bitch. Come on.
But
no, Naima, you can finish, and then Mark, go along.
I'm done.
Okay, I wanted to. You done, Naima?
Yeah.
Okay.
Naima, don't say I'm done like you're sad. Feel like I'm done. No,
okay,
Naima, go along.
Are you done, Naima? Or you
yeah, I'm done.
Okay. I wanted to piggyback off of what you just said. How do y'all feel about people leaving houses and reading, and people who are leaders and parents reading the children that are being either being kicked out or, you know, that are leaving themselves, because this is becoming a thing. I mean, it's always probably been a thing, but it's becoming more of a thing now where children are leaving houses and parents are putting children out and then reading them later. Like Tony Revlon said, I understand exactly what he said last night. If you leave the house and you read, you're basically reading yourself. So why would you even want to go back and read your former house other than the fact that something personal may have happened? I mean, how do y'all feel about that?
Right, but these are houses that's picking up kids, actual children, like, you know, 16, 17-year-olds that have no mind of their own, you know? So, of course, they're going to read the first thing, you know, probably first house they joined when it came out in the ball. Of course.
I mean, there's people that read now that are older.
And especially for someone who's supposed to be sending, you know, for a house that's supposed to be sending kids to college, to read a young kid is just completely unprofessional, and it looks bad.
Yeah, it is bad.
And then let me ask you this. What was the boy's name last night who called Montez or Marquez or whatever?
Montez.
Montez. If you're listening, Montez, please push one, honey. Because
well,
now there's a discrepancy. The man is saying that you're begging now to get back in the house. He said you made a fool of yourself on a show last night, and now you're calling begging to get back in the house. So if this is true, are you begging? Are you sad? Do you want back in of this corrupt house that you said was corrupt, that you have me believing? Please let me know. Okay, go ahead.
So
I'm done, because I want to know if you're begging to get in, like, for real, because then that makes me wonder. Like, I really was believing you, but then if you're begging to get in, then that might mean, honey, you was lying, because if it was so corrupt that you had to leave and the leaders was trying to touch and fondle and, honey, get your cakes and whatever pies, then I don't know what's going on now. I'm getting confused.
Right.
So let me ask y'all this question. How do y'all feel that we're going to all be at Gag and Wing, and certain houses might walk? How do y'all feel that they might try to rig these balls so that they win by having straight people there? How do you all feel that now that we know that this practice is being done, because this was just done over the summer with the whole I'm a woman, when they tried to pass a straight girl off as a femme queen in the Midwest.
Right.
Was that the Midwest when they tried to pass that straight girl off as a femme queen? And she said, I'm a woman. So now you got that going on, and now you got people holding auditions for straight people to become butch queens for a day.
Right, and that shouldn't be, you know, you shouldn't be allowed to walk, you know, a butch queen category if you're not a butch queen.
True.
Period. No, you can be a boy, but you're not. That doesn't make you a butch queen.
All right.
You know, like,
so
if they
the
get a
of a queen,
to walk drug realness, that's supposed to be for butch queens that cut up, you know, after the ball. No, but you're not cutting up. You're going with, you know, your baby mama or, you know, somewhere in the project.
Which is really
so
real,
Kelly,
which is with,
so
which
Kelly
is what the butch
real
queens are actually imitating at a ball.
Right.
So,
wait, who just said,
person.
So is Kelly Duck?
That's what I said. You said they cut up after the club.
So what?
No, Kelly,
I mean,
I just think Kelly is Kelly. Kelly is just her own person. Kelly is just Kelly.
Okay,
that's
we have
really
a bunch of calls, but we're not being told incoming transmission.
Right. If you press 1, say some.
Caller.
Oh,
678-860. Okay, 202-670.
Hello.
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 Yeah, I just feel like there needs to be some consistency. If we always talk about how we want things to change in the ballroom scene, but you know, like the saying goes, you know, stand for something or fall for anything. And you know, one minute you people are saying that the radio is a forum for people to come and voice their opinion. This young man came on the show and said something and shared something that happened, and then they allow a person to come on and attack them for disclosing what really happened in, you know, in his house. But for all we know, what he said could have been true. And for people to attack him and say, oh, now you're only saying this because you left the house, it doesn't matter. It's the fact that he's on the air and he's sharing something with people, and they allowed, you know, Selvin, whoever it was, to come on and say, oh, you're only saying this because you left the house. It doesn't matter. If it happened, it happened. And then,
right, and this child,
for Milan to be on his show talking all this nonviolence and this, and then to say something on a show about somebody slapping him, and then to attack the boy on the air, it just validates everything that he was saying. Clearly, he felt that he wasn't comfortable with the direction where the House of Blahnik was going, and he wanted to leave. And then for Milan to come on the show and show, behavior that's unbecoming of a Blahnik, it just kind of validates everything the young man said.
Right, and you know, I can say that, you know, this show is not going to be about the Kryptonite, you know, the Grim Reaper, but he is the T. He's all the T. It's always T around her. So
No, he's the black coffee. He's not T.
No, there's always T. There's some type
he's
of
oil.
T.
Oil.
About her.
Oil. He's
Nicole, I completely agree with you. But, you know, people have to call in and voice it. Like, you're voicing your opinion. Selvin called in and voiced his opinion. But I completely agree with everything you said. He gave his opinion. Then you're the big bad list. Now you're talking about somebody going to slap the boy and all this. I mean, it was just a lot of foolishness. And before,
and then
another thing, the
boy probably felt like, you know, I'm not going to go on the A-list because I'm not going to be able to speak. And Kelly doesn't like Milan, so I'm going to be able to voice my opinion on here. And then Milan comes on the fucking show and shuts him down. And he hangs up before Milan does.
Right.
Well, that was the whole point of Milan coming in.
Okay, we have another caller. 347-413.
Hi, London. Hi, Jason. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Okay. Can I just talk about the situation between Kelly and...
Is this Marcus?
Danny? No, not at all.
Okay, because you kind of sounded like Marcus.
You want to talk about the situation with Kelly and Danny so everyone knows.
Yeah, the thing about it is that, you know, you were saying that Kelly is, you know, who she is or whatever, but at the same time, you know, don't you think that sometimes, you know, it would be time to grow up and just leave stuff alone? Because I believe that, you know, what happened, that situation that happened Sunday night, that was a warning for Kelly. You know, she has to stop it. I understand people, they take pictures, they post, they ads, they do what they do, or whatever the case is. But the thing about it is, when you receive the pictures from whatever source you get it from, then you post it on Facebook and stuff like that, you cannot do that.
Just a second, can you,
right.
Wait a minute, I'm not cutting you off. Can you speak up? I have people inboxing me asking you to speak up.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Can you guys hear him now?
Yeah, I can.
I'm talking to the people in the chat room. Yeah,
okay,
they can
I'm
hear
just,
you now.
Okay, I'm just saying that, you know, what Kelly's doing, she has a right to do what she does, but I believe that that was her warning, because warning comes before destruction. That, and Danny was her child or whatever. And I don't know whatever happened to loyalty between them two. They were mother and son. What happened to that or whatever? But, you know, that's neither here or there or whatever. I just believe that some things, you know, happens for a reason. Thank God he didn't hit her, punch her in her face with those brass knuckles. Understand what I'm saying to you?
Thank God that he did not, you know, run up on her. He could have just ran up on her completely.
He could have.
She was
watching
her back, but
No. He did run up on her. I don't know if y'all was looking at the same thing I was looking at. Kelly is a fighter.
That's not a run up,
Jara. She posted up and she said, oh, you're going to get a weapon? And she was ready for him. That girl's a fighter. I don't care what nobody say. She was ready.
No, in the beginning, he was pacing back and forth in front of the camera and off the camera.
Right.
Oh, well, baby, when he ran up, he got done up.
Right, but you have to catch what Kelly said yesterday. She said she had already knew because she was hearing that he was sending for her. Like, he was inviting her to the pier. He was inviting her to Harlem or whatever.
She was ready.
So he was already making it known that he wanted, you know, whatever to be fighting. And, Carla, I kind of agree with you, but then I don't because, I, like I said, I don't really take Kelly when she gets on here and she's all that blah, 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 and Miss Dang, you coming. To me, it's like it's a personality, just like Wendy Williams is a personality, just like, you know, Charlamagne the God is a personality. Okay, he talks about people, and we've all seen the YouTube clips where the guys was trying to fight him, where the guys was, you know, ran up on him trying to fight him. It's a personality, and they carry and they do the most. I mean, that's what gets the callers. That's what gets the viewers. That's what gets people hyped. They live. People like to say they want something better. But people live off of drama and just the hype. Oh, girl, did you hear this, girl? Did you hear that? And why are you so mad? She's been doing it this long, and probably in her personal life, she's completely opposite. So I don't understand why everybody gets their fucking panties in a bunch.
Right, and yeah, Carla, the reason why they had the discussion was because he asked Kelly to not post his picture in the room. But she thought because he posted it, you know, she can post it. So she posted it again, but a different one. So he got upset and started sending the threats, and she sent the threats back. And that's when it led to what it led to. It wasn't because she was putting out everyone's picture and he just got mad that she was doing it. No.
Okay, we have another. Thank you for calling, Carla. We're going to put
you
back on.
Thank you, Carla.
347-426.
It's Keisha.
Is that Keisha?
And yeah, it was the comments under the picture that really ticked everything off. But Keisha, please don't win me.
347-426.
Good evening, everybody. How's everyone doing today?
Hello, Keisha.
Hi, I'm calling to voice my opinion, and, you know, I would like some feedback. First and foremost, I just want to comment on the incident regarding Kelly and her. I don't know if he's still her son, and I think it's just totally disrespect on how kids disrespect their parents, especially when you nurture, you bring these kids, you feed them, you know, you do everything for them, and then they turn against you when they get a little ripe. I think that's just so tasteless. I think it's disgusting. And sometimes I kind of blame the parents because parents sometimes give them too much life, okay, and they don't put them in their place. That's my opinion. My second opinion comment is, y'all made a comment about the ballroom scene. There's a lot of straight people, females, that walk these categories, and they're not gay. They're straight. So why can't a male walk a category if he's straight? That's a double standard. It's not fair. If y'all let the females do it, why the males can't do it?
Hold on, Keisha. Can I interject 1 second? I'm going to let you finish. Just not even 60 seconds.
No, because it's been going on for years. Back in the day. Wait, Mark.
Let him go really quick.
The women's category has always been catered to the ballroom ever since almost day one, aside from Avis and Peppa and the rest of them. Women's categories have been there from the very beginning. Straight male, there are no straight male categories in the ballroom. There are nothing, and there's nothing in the ballroom for straight males. Now, maybe body or maybe executive. I mean, not executive, maybe body or maybe even, you know, coming through for, you know, some type of fashion category may be feasible. But butch queen categories are not designed for straight men. Women have their own particular categories in the ball. Okay, you can go ahead.
Back in the days, from what I was told, they had a lot of people. I'm not going to mention the houses. They would bring people to walk the categories. It's been going on for years. It just didn't start now. It's been going on for eons and eons of years. They would bring people from outside and have them walk and snatch and call it a day.
Right.
So why all of a sudden now it's an issue? Okay, yesterday I was at a rehearsal, and next door we was being nosy, and I'm looking in the room, and I'm seeing all these dudes, and one of the girls was outside. She goes, "Oh, my boyfriend." I'm like, "Your boyfriend what?" "Oh, he's a dancer." They were so-called straight, so-called.
you know, I don't believe it, but the bottom line is there's a lot of straight men that do, I would say, gay-oriented events or gay-oriented functions. That's
right.
Music. So I don't know. This is my opinion.
Right, but Keisha, I think it's an issue because nowadays the balls offer money. It's a lot of money. It's a good amount of money.
Right.
And the girls want to just be fair with everything. Why can't we just be fair? Why would you want a straight boy to walk against my thug boy that, you know, he cuts up and y'all seen him cut up before. He walks around this with a twist, so he goes against a straight boy and the straight boy sits him. Like, come on.
Yeah. And you have to get into, there are men out there that actually do female impersonating things in clubs to make money. They are not gay at all, some of these men. They get up in these drag shows.
Mark, I'm sorry. I'm not, you know what? I want to believe that. I can't.
I'm going to be honest with you. Your mind has not existed.
Because let me tell you something. If someone offered a straight man $1 million to have sex, you think he's not going to do it?
We're not talking about sex, Keisha. We're talking about female impersonating at a club or a bar.
I'm just saying, though. I'm saying that man's supposed to be straight.
I see it being fair if a straight person walks, you know, say a straight lady walks labels against Stephanie X Milan. That will be, you know, fair.
I think that's just fair.
Right.
So I'm not understanding, Keisha.
Realness is realness for gay people. That's it.
Right. To me, Keisha, do you think that anything that a male does that's infeminate or effeminate to something to a degree that the smallest thing that they do makes them gay? Because I really don't believe that.
No, I wouldn't say that. But there are some. I think with a lot of them, if they're not gay, they do have some tendencies or they have some curiosities.
I think any man, whether he's straight or gay, I think any man is capable of having that mind frame. But you have to realize that there are some men out there that just don't want to mess with other men.
And I have an example. What makes someone gay? What makes you gay? Like,
first of all, it's a label. I mean, why do we have to label us? Why we just can't be sexual? I'm chemisexual. I'm not gay, I'm not straight, I'm not bi, I'm chemisexual. And basically, if my chemistry match with the person that I'm talking to, it's all good. I can't stand labels. I think it's disgusting. Rich people don't label themselves. All these entertainers, they don't call themselves gay or bisexual. They say, I'm me, I'm sexual.
That's what we hear from them throughout the publicists and the media. We don't know what these people actually label themselves as behind closed doors or with their own spouses or peers. So we have no idea what these people really do label themselves. We only know what the media is showing us.
If half of these artists was to speak in an interview without it being written by a publicist, they would sound a fool.
Right. I have a question for all the panel, and I want your honest opinion. Based on what we heard last night with Danny and with Kelly, and how these kids disrespect the parents, because basically, regardless of the situation, We only heard one side of the story. But do y'all blame the parents for some of these kids because we give them so much clout, we give them so much respect, and then they want to turn against you? For what reason? Do y'all feel that some of them have to do...
You kiki with your child too much? To
correct.
The point where you like your girlfriends
and they can...
I think that plays a part.
Are y'all
anyone else?
In my opinion, it goes back to if you don't respect your real parents, if you don't respect your biological parents, you're not really going to respect someone that you call a parent.
True. And some don't even have parents. Some of them don't have parents. They don't have no parents. They're homeless. They live in shelter. They don't even have parents. Or they wasn't raised by their parents. So, good point. I agree with you about that. I agree.
I think more importantly, whether you have parents or whether you don't, there comes a point in your life where you have to grow up at some point. You have to become somebody. So regardless of whoever it is you have to become, whether it's good or bad, you have to grow into something.
And this may just be hearsay, but how can that be a parent-child relationship, a respect parent child relationship if the parent and the child are having? How am I going to respect you? I'm not sleeping in the bed with my real mother. I'm not having my real father. My real father not fucking me, and I ain't having sex with my real mother. So if you're my gay mother or my gay father, I shouldn't be doing nothing with you other than calling you mother or father, and we have that relationship. If you are my gay brother or my gay sister, I shouldn't be fucking you. You shouldn't be looking at my dick pictures or my ass pictures saying, ooh, brother, I didn't know you had all them cakes. Ooh, brother, I didn't know you was packing meat like that. You are my sibling. You need to look at me as my sibling, just like in my personal life with my best friends. I don't want to hear about my best friends fucking. You my best friend. I don't want that visual, but that's how I was brought up. I'm different. You might feel some other kind of way. You might want to hear about how your best friend slayed somebody, or you might want to sleep with your brother. But I don't want to sleep with Tiffany. I don't want to sleep with Mark. I don't want to sleep with Naima. I don't want to have with J-Rock. They are my family.
And what? London neither. I'm real. I'm here.
Honey, that is just nasty. The power of Christ compels you.
You know what's so funny?
All you demons.
But you know what's so what I found kind of weird? This generation, it's like they just don't give a fuck. It's like they have this free spirit shit. Whatever happens, happens. They're fucking each other.
It's like they don't care. It's like
how you get two Sims fucking? I just don't get it.
It ain't even just about
that. No, I'm not trying to label. I'm just saying this generation is totally. It's like they just. You got 13.
You know, you can tell it's not just this generation. It's not just the girls that we know that are carrying that don't care. It's just so. If you guys notice, like, it's so many different raw pornos out there, like out
That's
of nowhere.
True.
But what? Like, when did this become a big epidemic? Like, these girls really don't care.
Basically, to me, what I think of a parent, I think when you have somebody that's just saying, you're my mother, you're my parent, I mean, you're there to, you're supposed to be a little bit older than the person or whatever. You're there to kind of help them, guide them, you know, in life, in the ballroom scene, and you're just basically to give them a little bit of help and knowledge of what you've already been through and to help them come through. I mean, you shouldn't be sleeping with them. You shouldn't be doing magic with them. You shouldn't be doing drugs with them. I mean, you should be.
Incoming transmission.
All right,
I don't know. Okay, let's go to the incoming because the girls are saying we're very long-winded and they don't
get
our
private
topic.
Caller.
Right.
Private caller.
What's up, tea party?
Hello.
Hey, what's up? What's going on, y'all? I just wanted to comment on the whole straight people walking bowls.
Right.
I agree with y'all. Like, it's the difference between a butch queen a straight person walking a runway category versus a straight person walking a realness category. Realness is supposed to be emulating or, you know, trying to pass yourself as a straight person. So, of course, if a straight person is walking realness, they're going to get through opposed to a butch queen because they're straight. We're trying to look like this person. But I have a question for y'all. Like, how do y'all feel about this guy, Corey, from Ballroom Throwback? Like, isn't he supposed to be straight, and don't he walk pretty boy realness?
Thank
so,
you.
But in all actuality, you know how the hip-hop artists and people have an image of, you know, I'm straight. And he's not really. Come on.
I figured
if you
that,
think
but,
that man's straight, then Stevie Wonder is going to can predict and see that Obama is going to win.
But they really go up and try to say that boy is straight. And he just did this video on Ballroom Throwbacks, and he's giving, like, his top five. Pretty boy realness and all this type of stuff. I'm like, this boy cannot be straight, but
what straight man calls himself pretty?
That is true, exactly. And even just the jargon that he, like, he says no shade and all this type of stuff, like, child, please.
Well, maybe he is straight to everyone else by through affiliation for some strange reason. Maybe, you know, they told him they
were he's straight, you know, to the girls just to keep him away from the wild animals. That's
right.
Because the wild animals will mold him and try to have and all of this. No, I'm straight. He's straight. Leave him alone. He can suggest.
Right. Or maybe somebody else already is with him, and they just don't, you know, they know what the
kid's getting. Whether he's gay or straight, I still listen.
Well, girl,
so that was the correct
he's
answer.
He's straight to the next dick, if you ask me. But
well.
Anyway, y'all have a good night.
I like
I'm
you.
The
I like.
Show.
All right, have
and,
a good night.
Have a good one, y'all.
Right, thank you.
His number.
Okay, 410.
She just want to have. That's all.
Ooh, I want to have too. See, so 410-462.
Oh yeah, it's me again. I kind of think that a lot of straight guys will do certain things like strip, walk balls for the money purposes. I think it kind of crosses the line
right.
when you want to have sex with them. That's when a true straight man will say no. Now, a bi-curious man will allow you to do it because, like, any guy, straight or gay, long as there's nothing sexual, dick going their ass or them sucking dick, anything, they'll do it for money. You know what I'm saying? I have to agree with that.
Right.
As far as the Caesar situation, I honestly think that he is gay, but I think Caesar put it out there so, like, London said, so people will leave him alone because he's very attractive. And, you know, you kind of want to protect your child or your cousin or your
right.
nephew away from the thing. So I kind of really do agree with that. Like, he,
right.
that was being said because every time you used to ask if he's straight or not, it's very tongue-in-cheek. And I think that's done for the sole purpose of people leaving him alone.
Right. Just leave him alone. Like,
right. And even if people aren't leaving him alone, again, he could already be with somebody that we all very well see all the time, and they just don't want him in people's face. You know, people want him in it. You know that queens don't care. They're going
right.
to go after
right.
him anyway.
Right.
But
and whether he's gay
healthy?
Or straight, you know, I think he is pretty boy, and, you know, right. I don't know.
But he would have to be gay because I think if he's pretty boy and you're walking and straight, that's not a category. That's not like runway or that. You actually have
right.
to be gay because you're emulating a straight pretty boy. And Jason, boys,
right.
straight boys do really call themselves pretty. I hear it a lot.
Well,
yeah,
so
in the
right
barbershop,
all the capitals call themselves pretty, duh.
Yeah, exactly. I hear
right,
it a lot because I'm at the barbershop and they talk about it.
Think about it like this. How, like, you notice how we're sitting on the phone on this blog talk talking about this problem, but when he steps in front of 7 to 9 people, they don't have a problem with it?
Shit.
And I'm sure that they've heard he's supposed to be straight. So, I mean, what do you think that they think?
I
well.
Think they just want to have.
Right.
Right.
And I thank you. And thank I thank you.
770-370. Seven seven zero three seven four.
Is this the state of the emergency show tonight?
Oh,
man.
No, wait, are you trying to read, sweetie?
No, I realize that normally on Tuesday night I'm in a kiki with you all, but you all are very serious tonight, very heavy, talking about what's going on in the bossy. And it's fine, but I'm just wondering, is it the state of emergency show that we're... That you guys are not in your
no,
normal
No, we're not trying
happening.
To give the state of emergency show at all.
But
we
it's
have
about
our own
to be a state of emergency.
With, and you know, we have our
see,
state of
emergency,
but it's not always about that.
Let me say this.
No,
thing.
It's
this
not.
Thing.
You,
people want you to. Hold on a second, caller. See, this is what I don't understand. Like, some nights y'all want us to kiki and talk about people and keep it all hot and stuff, but then when you do that kind of stuff, then, you know, y'all want to have people's shit shut down. Y'all want to, oh, why did they say that? Why did I talk about this person or whatever? But
right.
then when people are really trying to talk about something productive in the ballroom and things like that, you know, y'all call and say we only talk about people. We don't talk about stuff that's in the ballroom. Then when we're trying to talk about something positive or talk about something in the ballroom that has something to do with ballroom, then it's a, oh, y'all are dry. And boring. I mean, you can't win for losing.
Right, right. And
cool. Let me say this because I realize I'm really not trying to insult anyone. What I'm getting at, there's a reason on Tuesday that I listen to the show. I think that you all make humor of what has happened on the other shows, that you make jokes, you make comments. You're not normally as heavy. And if it's taken personal, I don't think you all do it in that intention. When I want
right.
to listen to, when I want to hear the causing of what's going on in ballroom or, you know, some of the things that are occurring in ballroom, I do listen to the Wednesday night show. I listen
right.
tonight because I know that you all are going to have jokes, you're going to make me laugh, and you're going to be comical, not in a slang or a insulting way, but just to make
right.
light of the situation because it's not to be taken that personal.
Just so you understand,
We don't rehearse what we say before we go on the show. It's just all free. We play it, you know, freehand. We don't rehearse what we say. So just little topic that we go on just in a whole nother direction.
Some
from
of us, like Naima, we free ball, you know?
Yes, for that good long distance swinging.
Right, we freeball, no T-string.
I love you.
I got one. The topic just went to a whole nother different direction. We didn't mean it to go there.
It's not a problem.
Since we're so boring, Mother, can you get into the point about the fake magazine ads? Let's talk about that.
What about Tree Revlon? How dare you read the House of Revlon for giving you even the opportunity of being a father or even being seen? I never seen you as a father. You were still a little girl to me in pigtails. You were never a father. For your dear life, so don't ever... commentator versus commentator ever again. Did you win for the House of Revlon? You were not, like, winning, like, come on. Like, are you serious? don't try to read the House of Revlon at Autry, or don't try to read Tony. He gave you the opportunity to be a father. That's what these girls, they just don't get it. They don't get it. And, you know, I don't care if you're Tupac, you won't die. You know, someone can stab you. Tupac, you know, just sit over there. Just go back to...
wait a minute.
You know, make your own house or something like that. You know, you can call in if you want to call in, but you're not going to be yapping at
Machiavelli.
He was stabbed. That's what she means.
Right, he was stabbed.
He was stabbed. That's what she means. He was stabbed. He was in a fight.
And she don't die. And they don't die. They multiply like roaches, honey.
They don't die, but they keep talking shit. That's the point. Your bitch don't get it until they really get it. You know?
Oh.
Right.
And I talk my shit, but in all honesty, I know if it comes down to someone really London, I can back myself up with the problem. You know, I'm not a runaway bitch. You know, if I get wind that you're bringing a weapon, bitch, I'm going to bring a bigger weapon. You get it? If you want to do hands, we can do hands. But,
so you
know...
If you bring a weapon, I'm going to make you eat that weapon.
Right. Man. But, no, in all actuality, let's keep the violence behind us. No, I can't even...
Stop the violence.
I can't even take myself serious saying that because it can't happen. If someone steps to me, I'm going to have to, you know, take
Not
care of myself.
There.
Right. So I can't even say stop the violence. No, fuck that.
I wish Switchboard could play self-destruction right now. I'm Miss Melody, and I'm up on it. Or I wish we could get a self-destruction intro right about
now. No, but
now.
Quickly, let's go back. All right, since we went on a tree subject, anyone has to intervene or say anything about her? She's black, too, so.
If we can't talk about tree...
I just, you know, I'm reading her because I actually live for Tony, and, you know, I just live for Tony. Right. You know, I respect him. I respect him. I'm not going to say I live for him. I respect him. And I think Tree should respect him, too, and not call him out his name and all this dusty faggot shit and all of that. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Regardless of what he's seen Tony say or what he thought Tony said, come to Tony like a man, call him, or go meet him since you're that big, you know?
Yeah, when that child was on the Facebook talking about Tree, asshole had lumps in it, I didn't see him go back and forth with that child very much.
He didn't say lumps, he said he had trees growing out of his ass.
It gave you very exit post.
What the fuck is Tree?
Well,
somebody please tell me what the fuck is Tree.
And to get to the face situation, I think Kelly basically explained it, but,
I
you know, she explained in her
Did
own
y'all see
words.
The video? Did Cass see the video of how it went down?
What video?
What?
Of
face when how the whole episode started.
Oh,
no,
somebody said something about the video, but I never saw it.
Oh,
I know it was just,
it
I thought
phone.
It was an episode. From all the pictures I saw, I thought they was filming True Blood
in
New York.
No, it was the actual Rumble Ball clip. Ballroom Throwback, no. Ballroom Throwback taped it. It should be on YouTube. It says Rumble something 55. It started with the Thug Realness category, and it seemed like Face was upset that the boy Danny Khan beat him or whatever.
Right.
And the whole clip, though, I mean, Face was really acting really belligerent. He was pushing people and, let's go, nigga, let's go. I mean, he was just moving all around. At one point, Kelly had to stop him and say, stand here, stop. Just stop acting. Like, she had to hold him. Like, she was like, stand here, just stop. And he just kept, and then, you know, they called security, and Kelly was right. They sent this 5'2", the plane looking security guard or whatever. And he tried to escort him. It wasn't working. And then next thing you know, it was the category was coming up, Pretty Boy Realness. And you see Ballroom Throwback saying, Corey, setting Corey out. Not, it's funny that we were talking about that. Corey was taking off his little camera piece to go walk the category. And next thing you know, Ballroom Throwback's turned there. You just seen the fight and chaos beat him. And then it looked at one point, he stomped him in his face. And I don't know if that's how the blood went everywhere. But, oh, yes, honey, I have the clip to my phone, honey. I need to.
Wait, it's T. It's T
right
now. Can
we get Chaos on the phone? Does somebody have
right,
Chaos
can
phone
get
number?
Chaos on the phone. And can I address all the, you know, the fake names like the Miranda Presleys and the Shanaynays, those girls? You know, we don't have to worry about those girls. I got this. I watch these bitches every little move. Every move these bitches make, I watch it. So I know. I clocked who the girls are already. So, you know, I'm not going to spill tea. But, you know, I just know who you are.
Yeah. Then they try to come for me. I'm like, you food stamp pan of wit fucking bitches. Like, I ain't got time. So my dad nips and getting drunk and all. You throw your food stamp and go to Nipsey, so. Don't come for me, honey. Another one, don't come for me.
Girl, you know you want to be sitting at Nipsey's with them getting it on.
Right. Not with Dookie braids. I ain't seen that shit since Poetic Justice. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, shit. No, but, and... Wait, what else? We talked about Kelly's fight. Who cares anymore? It's on video, like, right? Banged
yes.
him into the telephone. You know, J-Rock said when she banged him, he dialed J-Rock's number, so.
Yeah, I was just about to say somebody's calling my phone that Benny's back.
You know, the picture was out of him looking like a flying monkey, you know, on the wall. And that's that. And Kelly just, you know, Kelly's just Kelly. What can you say? And about the Face situation, the video is up, so I'm trying to watch it now. You know, this London service right now is just this UK service.
Well, y'all got so much going on, honey, with your prince and the whatever she
yeah,
is.
What is up with that? Why are y'all so worried about him showing his ass? He's, you know, he's young. We all do that.
Ooh.
Ass is his ass.
Hell, we do that right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, Jason showed a cheek or two.
I can't believe I dropped my fucking phone in my bowl of cereal.
Oh, girl.
Now, Eva, put it in some rice. Naima, you can't afford to lose that phone, Naima. Hurry up.
Yes, girl. How you gonna get it? Like, don't the food stamp office only give you one? Like, can you get another one out of it?
Yeah. Tiffany, the shade.
But the thing is, I love Naima. She knows that, honey. Can't nobody else say that to her. We would read them for filth, like London says, honey. If they
but we don't want to be all this lesbian talk on this.
But video. I just want to say this because out of respect for y'all, mind your business.
No tea. You know, if anybody was to read you guys, you know, and I hear about it, if I'm on Facebook, I will read them in the comments. If I'm on air, I will read them on air. Anybody, that's and Devin, even if you don't want to come on air, I will still read somebody if they read you for not having, you know. I will still read them. Let me not.
No disrespect. Just mind your business. Yeah, but no disrespect. We love y'all, but just mind your business. Okay, we're going to take a commercial break right now.
Oh.
so I can go smoke a cigarette and pop a Molly.
No, ain't no commercial breaks. The girls, you know, Big Kiki says she called in because she wanted to laugh, so we're going to make Big Kiki laugh.
Exactly.
London,
Big
London,
Kiki.
London.
Yeah, huh?
You haven't got my YouTube
number. Oh, my God. Rodney Prodigy and James Icon present What's in the Name Part 2. Saturday, November 10th in New York City. Grand prize. $1,000 for Old Way. Make us believe you're back in the 80s. Grand prize number 2. Open to all legendary runway for $1,000. Other cash categories include mini grand prize, open to all streetwear for $300, as well as open to all runway, the casting call for $500, sponsored by the Mocha Center. That's Saturday, November 10th in New York City. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150. The location, the light box, 841 Veretto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information, contact Father James Icon or Father Rodney Prodigy via Facebook or visit the event page for more info. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball. Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster, for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins, for $1,000. As well as Legendary Femme Queen Performance, The Queen of the Throne, for $1,000. Many grands include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatsworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, Icon, Selvin Khan, Legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror, a collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead. Open to all but nine. Designers from beyond the grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Between Sex Diamond, The Candy Man.
They're back.
That's right, in a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary mother Sasha Garcon and the icon mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagoween.
October 27th at the Nation's Capital, Gag of Fucking Ween. Be there or be square. It's going to be really, really hot. You know, Miss London, myself is walking, you know, multiple categories. I'm going to turn it out. You know, the girls are going to figure out who I am. I don't really care because, you know, I got my gear. I don't care because I got my gear. So, without further ado, I think, you know, the CEO wants to come on the line. So, CEO, are you there? No?
Has anybody seen Nicole?
Which one? The finger?
Unabella.
No,
I miss her.
Maybe she just wanted us to hear her intro.
Her intro was hot.
Yes, okay, I love it.
Hello, everyone. My phone was muted. I'm sorry. How are you?
Hi, Jasmine.
Hello, CEO.
Hello, London. How are you?
I'm lovely, like always. How are you?
I'm fine. How's everybody doing?
Good.
That intro was very Eartha Kitt, honey.
That intro is very low. It needs to be updated and amplified.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit. That was really nice, though.
I'm going to miss having this. I'm going to miss I Was Born With My Hand.
There you go. So what's going on, everybody? I'm here to talk a little bit about a couple of things, but how's everybody doing? What's happening?
I'm super califragilistic.
Like there's no more turning tables going on, so we're good.
I didn't flip the tables. I need to flip. Wait, no, I haven't. I got one more.
Oh, let it out now. But CEO.
Jasmine, can you please tell the girls I'm the third floor captain?
Shanae, ain't nobody got time for that.
Oh, God. I can't with you. Naima.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. A couple of things I want to talk to you guys about is all the listeners. Thank you for sticking with us through all the trials and tribulations of all the groups and everything getting reported and shut down and suspended and all the rest of that stuff. But don't forget that in the beginning, Kelly created a official ballroom radio chat, and that is a group that has well over 2,600, if I'm not mistaken, close to 2,700 people. You guys, please feel free to chat in that room and communicate with each other, especially when the show is going on, giving us your feedback and everything that is happening during the show. I love to read what you guys put in there, and I love all the suggestions and stuff that you guys put in there, and it also helps me to know exactly what is happening. If there are technical problems, people can't hear certain people, so forth and so on. So please feel free to write in the official ballroom radio station chat group. If you're not a member in there, please send me a message or any of the cast members that are on the show, and they will get you in that room. And feel free to have topics in there, talk in there, have polls, whatever you want. Now, the room is going to be monitored for anything that does come up that, you know, can be very, you know, outrageous, you know, i.e. pictures, nude pictures and hateful messages and attacks and things of that sort. So please save that for another group. But again, feel free to go into that official ballroom radio chat and talk. Don't be shy. It always helps me as far as the feedback to the radio show goes. So I would really, really appreciate it. Another thing is, don't forget this weekend, I'm not, you know, sitting here giving a whole bunch of free promotion, but I do believe that with everything that has been happening at the past couple of balls and stuff, that we just need to support each other. Please, everyone, enjoy your weekend in Detroit with Goddess's Ball this weekend, as well as next weekend for Watch the Throne in D.C. Please, guys, go and, you know, have fun and be safe. Stop the violence. Stop all the drama that is happening. And, you know, kind of just get everything out your system and start uniting again. Because I'm so tired of everything that is happening. And it just really pushes a lot of us away. And I know it's starting to push me away as well. And don't forget, and October 27th is Gagaween. It's time for you guys to get these two balls out your way, get it out your system, and get ready for Gagaween. Put all the stuff away and get ready for the ball. You virgins out there, that category that I have is for you. I've been getting a lot of hit ups from houses asking about that virgin category. It seems like in the polls, the virgin category is becoming more popular than anything. And again, if you are in a house, and pretty much it goes, the house with the most trophies in the virgin categories will win $500 for their house. So if you are a member of a house and you are new to the ballroom scene, or you haven't won at a major ball, have not won a trophy, you are able to represent for your house in those few categories for the virgin categories. They're very simple. All you're doing is paying homage to any horror iconic figure in your look or whatever you're doing, something as simple as a lunchbox, a T-shirt, a hat, a scarf. It doesn't even matter. As long as you are paying homage to them, if you want to put a costume on or if you want to be creative and go all out, it's up to you. But it is $500 for the house that wins the most trophies in the virgin categories. For the first time ever, I'm paying homage to the virgin. So, and that will be the first category of the evening. And for all the people that think
this ball will not start on time. Best believe it will. As soon as I get in and I set up, and I'm not taking forever to set up, and this is not a house that has to wait for a million people to get prepared, that ball will be set up and get ready to go very, very quickly, and I will start that ball. So I demand that all those virgins get in, be standing online and be prepared to get in there and walk, because that ball will start on time. Okay, so just be prepared for that as well. Okay. What I want to throw out there is a lot of people are asking about the grand prize. Who are the mystery 16 captains? As we get closer to the event, the speculations that are out there and all the mystery and suspense will start to become revealed. So get yourselves prepared on who you guys think the six mystery team captains are that are building these teams, as well as who is going to be the mystery femme queen on each team. One mystery femme queen per team, and these are all legendary figures that are these are all figures that are legendary for performance. So get yourselves prepared for that. So I just wanted to just plug that in there for you guys and everything. Another thing I want to touch upon is the State of Emergency show that is coming on tomorrow. Thank you guys for tuning in last week. It was really, really interesting. Really, really, really interesting. Very, very deep, where we talked about...
CEO?
Yes?
You can also be a bit...
Baby, we're not going to do that because, I have the power to mute too. So you can be a little bit muted as I'm long-winded. Okay?
Ooh.
But I know how to block the wind on your end. I thought you said that, you hit me up and said something, so what's up with that? Didn't you
about
just instant message me and say something?
What?
Read your instant message.
I can't, I'm blocked.
Okay, whatever. tomorrow's State of Emergency show, we talked about the respect that we butch queens have for femme queens and vice versa. It's really ironic of what happened this weekend with Kelly, as we just talked about the respect factor when it comes to femme queens and butch queens. We are going to touch up on the part two of that tomorrow for the first segment, probably the first hour or so. We are going to start live at 11:15, but I do want to go into a requested topic that has come across my screen, where we are going to talk about, and this is a very serious topic, so we are going to talk about our lifestyle as far as being gay and being brought up without a father figure in our life. Someone really has requested that, and they want to talk about being raised without having a father and how it affects you as a young adult. So I want you guys to kind of think about that a little bit, how it affects your lives. And please tune in tomorrow for that, because someone really reached out and they really, really want to hear what the opinion from the community is based on that, because it is a troubling issue within their lives. So keep that in mind as well. So I just want to give you guys all that information really quickly, but I will let London get back to the show because I'm so long-winded. And I will let you guys continue to stay here and talk about Milan, because it seems like you guys have nothing else to talk about.
Who was still talking about him?
We were all for Milan's situation.
Right. But it seems like you guys seem to go right back to him.
No, okay.
Work Milan for being so fab. Work.
Yeah, only thing fab about him is the detergent he used.
He makes the color black fab. That's it. But what were we talking about? Like, I was really thrown off about commercials and everything.
We were talking about trees growing out of asses
All right.
CEO, do you remember any of our topics, or do you want to chime in on any of them?
I'll sit back and just listen.
But So if we don't reach the qualifications, you're going to send us back to the script club?
To the what?
I don't want to go back to the strip club. If I don't do what they have to say, they're going to send me back to the strip club every time I don't go to the strip club.
No, but, okay, so we were talking about trees growing. So was there a tree growing out of Face's ass?
They did. Now, somebody did come on the radio yesterday and did say, what's wrong with Face's ass? Did you see it when it was at the ball, when he was on the ground? Something.
Right, they said it was
ass.
A rash. Selena must have, she did some. Selena must have handled that.
But what was up with her walking up to him at the bar and smacking him in his face?
Maybe that's a kink.
Right, maybe that's their just little way, that's their relationship. Well, they look like they love each other, so, you know.
Why was his teeth so yellow?
You know what, good night.
Who's he? You did, girl, get into that video with him and Luna interviewing him. Child, his teeth look like he was chewing on yellow crayons.
Wait, it looked like he was chewing on Waffle House yellow.
I was like, bitch, I could smoke cigarettes for a year and my teeth not going to get that yellow. What the fuck was you doing? I think he had lemon heads on each tooth.
No, but the tea I got, you know, Face is famous for the gel pose. They said that, you know, Danny Khan did the gel pose better than Face, so he won over Face, and Face just got mad because that's his gel pose.
Honey, Face was throwing up gang signs and everything on a clip. I was like, do you have arthritis in your hands? Because it didn't even look like an all-way gang sign.
What gang is he in? The honeycomb?
Wait,
well,
y'all need to post
that
video in his
hand.
You have to see it.
It's posted up in the official ballroom group.
You seen it, London?
I was loading it. I told you that this UK internet is, like, not connected to you guys, so I can't get high-speed broadband.
Yeah, what the hell? You got cricket?
No, Naima knows what I have. Naima, what do we have again?
You stop trying me.
Wait, I have to see the video. Let me go look.
But did y'all get into that drag queen that went running by when Kelly started mollywopping that boy into that phone booth?
No, but
that bitch hit it.
But wait a minute, getting back to the Face situation, wasn't it? I don't think it was any shade that he had with the child who just got out of.
It wasn't shade with them. He was trying to, the child was trying to pull calm, you know, Face down, and Face just was going.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Face attacked him.
And Face attacked him, so he attacked Face.
Oh. So he beat,
more than one time he pushed that man chaos, whatever. If you look at the video, he kept, the man was trying to calm him down. Because he was carrying, I'm sorry, Face really was carrying.
The man has been in jail for over 10 years. I mean, you would think he would want to, you know, like, calm somebody down and not want to get into an altercation. I don't think, like y'all are saying right now, I don't think it's been off into, you know, him beating Face for no reason. Face was out of control, and like, I know that, you know, like, I know chaos. Like, it's back in the day when Butch Queens used to try to talk to him, he would go off. Like, he just not into dudes, he's into the girls.
And Chaos looked a little taller. Maybe someone knocked his knees, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Wait a minute, Mark. Mark.
What?
Chaos, they used to walk body
yeah,
and
yeah, back. Yeah, remember? Ball
headed
back in the day.
He always wears shades.
Yeah, with the do-rag.
He used to knock the Butch Queens.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So to hear that he knocked Face, I wasn't surprised. Because I knew it came from
Face. Yeah, Face is from the 90s, the late 90s, right?
No.
Chaos is in
the mid to late
90s. Right, but Face must not have known Chaos and what he did.
They know each other.
If you catch the ballroom, one of the ballroom clips, it was Kelly and Chaos and
Caesar and they were interviewing Chaos, and Face walked up and said, you know, I look up to him. I love this man before the fight.
Yeah, because he's the original, not the original, you know, there was, you know, Rodney and people like that before him, but he's one of the Thug Realnesses from the time period where Thug Realness was still in play, where people were actually still real. Like, he, you know, he's from that time, aside from Sex Siren, so he was a Prada back then. I don't know what he is now, but...
Where is
like,
this clip?
It's in the official Warren group.
Okay, let me go there.
But the guy, you know, like, he's a ticking time bomb anyway, so for Face to attack him, I'm surprised Face just got that. I mean, I'm surprised he just did that to Face, because somebody must have grabbed him, because he would have finished Face.
No, if I'm not mistaken, y'all look at the video, but I looked at it one time, but if I'm not mistaken, it looked like, actually, not trying to be funny, like, Face swung on him first, and when he swung on him, the security guard tried to get in the middle and break it up, and Chaos came from around, and then... like, kind of push the security guard, and that's how they got to fight him. But it really wasn't a fight, because he hit him, then he uppercutted him, and Face fell on the ground, then he looked like he kicked him, and that was the end of that.
Yeah, that's that rage.
It gave a very Jack, we have got to go. Everybody has got to leave. It was one of them kind of sets after that.
Well, I mean, that's all the blood.
Wait, I don't think I've heard the scene of rebuttal on if she felt about, you know, the child attacking Kelly or any of the other fights. Do you have anything to say? You won't say it on the...
Oh, my God, he still looks the same.
Ooh. Wait.
Oh, look, there go Danny walking by with his ponytail. Like swelly lunch meat.
Did you say he looked like sweaty lunch meat?
Smelly
lunch meat.
I
can't.
I can't.
What kind of lunch meat is that?
Jason, I can't find it.
It's in the official ballroom. It's under Donald Rodriguez. Shout out to Donald Rodriguez.
Donald Rodriguez.
I don't know. To me, you know, all
we
the
have
fighting.
A caller. 872-216. You're live on the air. Where did you go? Pay you.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. He looks like an Oompa Loompa.
Caller, put your hand back up. They said.
Them teeth look like, let the sun shine in.
That is so terrible.
The sun shining.
Leave my brother alone.
Whose teeth is yellow?
Girl.
He's saying Face teeth is yellow.
Mm. Waffle yellow.
Honey, Face was throwing up them gang signs and honey, I ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
Halfway Crip walking, I ain't got time for that.
Uh-uh.
I ain't never seen a gay Crip.
Oh, I can't. Please. Lord Jesus.
So, Naima, question.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is this thing? I mean, you can answer it better. I'm not looking for a real answer. I just want your perspective. What is the deal with these guys saying that they don't mess with butch queens, but they mess with the girls? Like, what? I'm not understanding. I never did understand it, but I never questioned them. I have too much respect for them. But you, as a femme queen, being a girl, and, you know, as a lady, I ask you because you're one of them. So what
How
is
are you
going
to ask her and not even ask me? You just said Naima and Tiffany.
Well, Tiffany, what is the deal?
Yeah,
that's
why
what is this
asshole like that?
I can't.
Wait. Jason, help me. I can't find it.
The reason why
what'd you say?
Love you.
The reason why boys will date femme queens but won't date other boys, because I guess it's just the whole illusion of, you know, you looking like
a
woman. Like, some people don't look like females. Some people don't even, you know, look the part, but they look close to it. But they still a stern set. But I think a lot of times they mess with, you know, the girls or drags or whatever like that. It's just because of the whole illusion. And they still want to, some part of their brain still wants to make them think that they're straight. And I've had guys that tell me that, you know, they don't get turned on by other men, or, you know, the hard chest, or, you know, or the hard bodies and stuff like that, even though some girls do have hard bodies and hard appliques that they have on there. But they just don't get turned on by a man's physical feature. And so that's why, you know, they mess with, you know, the girl. And then a lot of times, too, they like to mess with the girls, you know. They may say that they don't want to play with the girls' candy, but, honey, some of them don't. And they just want you to just, you know, turn over and just let it, you know, let's get it in. But a lot of them, it's a fantasy for them. You know, they want to touch it, they want to feel it, they want to smell it, they want to in it. You know, they want to do the whole thing. So, you know, it depends on what the boy is giving or what have you. Mm-hmm. But to me, one who messes with drags, and key word here is drags. So that means it's chest there, it's no titties. It's no type of body, no type of nothing. It's drags. And then you mess with boys, and you mess with film queens. To me, it's just a mess.
I think Jasmine, I think we were talking to Jasmine one night. And you know what? I'm going to stop the labeling for other people because it really is kind of like foolish. I remember we was on the phone talking to Jasmine, and she was talking about how people are just freaks. And, you know, it just justifies people, like, you know, what
freaks,
Keisha was saying earlier.
That's all
you know,
they
like,
are, freaks.
Yeah, like what Keisha was saying earlier, you know, like the chemsexual or I'm a chemsexual, whatever she was saying. Like, to me, that's more like, you know, open-minded, just like go with the flow. So people are just more freaks than
mm-hmm.
anything. I think
yep.
it's more of a freakish type of nature
mm-hmm.
as opposed to being, you know, a label to just messing with trannies, or I don't do dudes, and I don't. You do whatever your mind is set and illusion to do, and whatever you feel at that time. And I'm really starting to realize that. I mean, I'm not having it because it's not happening here, but you know, I'm really starting to realize that people are just fucking freaks. Like, it's just like whatever.
Baby, I'm not no freak.
Wait a minute, J-Rock.
You had a man with you in that hotel. You had two drags, but you had a man with you in that car too that night.
And first of all, J-Rock, we will not say that you are not a freak, because if I cannot recall more than less than 14 days ago, you were the same person on this phone, whether it was Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday night, talking about I'm open minded. You know, if I feel like, you know, you a woman, you a woman. I want to be with a man, I'm gonna be with a man. Whatever your mind feel like, I'm gonna treat you like that. That's whatever I'm with. So basically, you a freak too.
I ain't no goddamn freak.
Yeah, I hear you.
What happened?
That's not no freak.
And you said you'd be having the boys on the ship.
Who?
Ooh.
You're a super freak. You're a super freak.
Yeah, I sent you a message.
Wait a minute, y'all.
Well,
no,
I'm a woman,
no,
women don't do them kind of things.
No. Oh, y'all tried that.
I'm saying personally, I have an issue when sometimes other people don't do what I think they're supposed to do in my mind. So I'm really going to let all of that go and just decide that people are just freaks. I will no longer call people bottoms or tops or nothing. I don't even have a problem with it. Just don't come my way with it, callers. But at the same time, I'm just going to label you as a freak.
Listen, I don't, you know, that whole thing of the whole top and bottom and stuff like that, you know, I had said something about that last week. You know, I really don't, at the end of the day, you know, sex is sex. If it's going to be sex, you know, 9 times out of 10, ever since I became a film queen or whatever, it seemed like that's all people want to do is cut up and carry and stuff like that when they see me. It's like when they first, some guys, when they first talk to you or talk to me, whether it's online or in public or whatever like that, you know, and they may, you know, think I'm a woman or something like that. You know, they real respectful and they real nice and all this shit like that. And as soon as they find out the tea, then they want to get nasty. They want to give her, oh, so when am I going to get some head?
We had this conversation before, but at the same time, it's not even about that. It's more or less of how everybody want to respond to it. Again, I could consider other people freaks because they like to do other things. But again, I'm going to say you can't come my way with it because just like you don't agree with the whole top bottom thing, I totally agree with that because you just not coming my way with anything. So on
Mark,
that,
I got Mark, I got some shipmates for you though.
You got some who?
Oh, he said he got some shipmates.
What's
I got some shipmates for you.
Hence the
my
coworker. Just a minute ago when I just said he'd be having people on his ship.
You got shipmates for me? If your shipmates are freaks, what I'm going to do with them?
I'm just going to bring some your way. You got to free your mind. Free your motherfucking mind.
I'm not freeing nothing, okay? This is America, and in America, you can decide whatever you want, and I decide not to deal with
the
that.
The land
bullshit.
Of the free and the home
I'm letting
this man ain't no damn involved. He ain't got to free his mind.
I'm letting whatever's going to live, let live. I'm going to go with that motto for everybody else, but when it comes to me, I have a different perspective. That's just it.
Well, like I was saying, when boys come in and disrespect me like that, then whatever that they said to me that they disrespected me with, I repeat it right back to them. And then some of them get offended. They be like, what do you mean? Like, I don't do it. Well, then why would you assume that I do it? Or why would you assume I would want to? Or why would you assume that that turns me on? Like, every girl is not.
That people think, I'm sorry, I mean to cut you off, but that just goes back to the notion that they think all gay people are promiscuous. You know, that's like
what
everybody thinks. Gay, if you're gay, you're a whore, you sleep around, you're promiscuous, you know, and stuff like that, you know?
I'm
living the stereotype.
I don't care. No, I'm celibate.
No, when my friends... Oh. When my
you celibate,
all
right? You celibate here, you celibate there.
J-Rock, how can you possibly... J-Rock, how are you possibly celibate if you're always promoting those damn condoms? I don't even know which ones you're talking about. And that's
You talking about the Trojan bearskin latex condom with the ID Millennium Glide, everything.
There you go. You sound like you're doing a commercial.
Okay.
I mean,
thought he was a spokesperson for it.
Well, that's only when he has them NyQuil pills on him and he's talking about, give it to me, Jiggy Jai, give it to me, Jiggy Jai.
Who is your Jiggy Jai? Is it Naima?
Texas.
Tiffany. Oh, no, Tiffany, you're not going to try me tonight. You're not.
Jiggy Jai? Who is your Jiggy Jai, J-Rock?
Nah, you ain't.
Let's get into that.
Corey said that those condoms are very fab.
He knows
you.
That's my husband.
Mm. That's your husband, but he knocking at my back door. That's interesting.
Ain't nothing like a little natural here and there. Ooh.
Wait a minute. What?
I think we need to get Corey on the line so Corey can clarify who's doing
this.
Oh, yeah.
Really the reason why he said he was going to her house was to give her gout medicine.
Big titty bitch. You 2 years bitch with that hump in the middle of your motherfucking bag. How dare you say I got gout when you older
you
than I am? How dare
that's
you?
That's the lie you like to tell, honey. I'm only 30 years old, boo-boo.
No, the lie
you're
I like to tell
40.
Is that you're a real woman. That's the lie that I like to tell.
Listen up, y'all. This is the reason why I like to promote them, is because it seems like everybody, like Mother, like London said, like what's going on with all this raw, 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 raw. But my thing is, I've experienced that those condoms, you have to keep checking to see, are they even on? Like, you'd be like, is this thing still on? Because it's
Hold on. So do they be getting caught up in you, or what happens?
No.
Yes, mother is
like
getting in.
It just feels like there's nothing there, but it is.
So let me stop.
And the ID, and you have
I got to try those because Corey always used magnums on me. So
girl.
I need to try something different.
But you have to get the ID, the
ID Millennium Glide. It's the black lube with the yellow writing. ID Millennium Glide. Everything.
Oh,
God,
J-Rock,
you want to
hold up a campaign slogan or something for
me? Yes, J-Rock, yes, because you got people asking for the name of the condom.
I'm saying, if you're going to be, hey,
he's a
maybe
walking
people,
Adam and Eve store.
So you can't get them at your local CVS.
Baby, I am a sailor, okay? So before I really came out, I know about every goddamn truck stop and every goddamn bookstore. It is no shade. So I started off on a state of emergency show. It's no shade. I started out on a state of emergency show. I
said
that I am
a stop.
Yes, the truck stop. Every time you see the truck stop, those queens be doing whatever, and they have little bookstores and the freaking stuff and all that. That's the only way I could be gay.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. So y'all got, like, a New York in Texas? Y'all got a New York in Texas. That's over.
Did you used to drive trucks?
Mm.
I mean, no,
he used to drive trucks.
But not the country in the Hicks with cows and farms.
No, I'm talking about.
What'd you say, sir?
When I used to...
I said this is the city, too, and not in, like, the country with the farms.
That's
and the
what I'm
damn
saying. What's y'all
country
you got,
everywhere.
Like, horses and
no, I was just
I know,
saying.
Exactly.
I'm just saying that, you know, when he said bookstore, you know, I gagged in Texas. You know, like, it wasn't even,
but
like,
why
a
why do everybody gag? Did you think that he just got a bunch of horses?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Let's relax about it, okay? Don't mess up. Get this serious. It's
I mean, all of us don't want to live in your city of smog where you can't breathe
I
and all that damn pollution.
You know what? Never mind. You know what? Good night. Thank y'all for calling in. Thank y'all for calling. I can't tell you.
Mm-hmm. The truck is at the bookstore, and they got all the bookstores in New Orleans where the college boys come. But I don't know nothing about that. I'm telling you what my friends told me. You know what I'm saying? I just rap about the shit.
Oh, you know about it.
No.
Where is London?
You be taking
here?
Your fresh ass down there, honey. Getting that box down there, honey.
Mother.
No, ma'am.
I guess
no, ma'am.
To hit it.
I am celibate. Honey, what they use over there in London.
RJ.
What do they use in London? They give me dominatrix.
RJ. Is that where they have that red light district? Isn't that, or is that Amsterdam?
RJ, you're
that's Amsterdam.
Okay.
You said RJ?
Yeah, RJ said
RJ. Y'all keep talking, and I'm trying to talk to RJ. I unmuted him because I wanted to personally talk to him for a minute.
Oh, okay. I'm here.
Hey, RJ, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Fine.
Hey, Professor Ogilvy.
It's good. What's up, Jasmine?
Big Ed, here comes the trade voice, RJ. RJ, I have a question for you.
What's up?
What do you think about these rooms that are happening as far as the secrecy when it comes to these rooms? Do you think that this should be filtered out from people who are hiding behind screen names as well as pictures and stuff? Or do you think that they should still be included in the rooms because maybe they're just protecting their identity for safety reasons when it comes to their job, their family, schooling or so forth? What is your personal opinion on that?
I mean, would you have, like, the main groups that are open for everybody to post and comment? You know, it should be, you know, no hold bars. Everybody can just comment whatever. You know, it could be a fake profile. It could be real profile. But when you're trying to filter out the fake profiles, that's when you have the groups where you could just, you know, kind of just screen individuals who you allow to come in that group. Like, you know, for example, if you don't know who the person is, hey, don't let them in, you know. But I know as far as me, I don't have my face pictures up, but you guys know who I am. And, you know, I'm not trying to hide behind a screen name or anything like that because I'm here talking to you right now, you know. That's
you definitely don't sound like Milan.
Oh, no, I'm not Milan.
Damn, Tiffany, how many men you going to try to sleep with?
No, I'm not Milan. You know, I'll be more than happy to, like, you know, webcam or whatever, but... You know, for me, I just can't put my face on, you know, on that type of profile because I don't want to get back to, you know, certain people, you know, so.
Well, what kind of work do you do?
He giving me government workers, some kind of government, because, you know, honey, they're kind of stern.
I think he really is Diddy.
Well, can we answer it and nobody else answer it?
No, I am in the government. I work for the government.
They're kind of saying something else, but everybody else is saying the government.
Well,
you guys.
I'm
sorry, you guys. I was gone for a minute. Now I'm back with the jump off.
She went to the British bookstore.
Right.
Did you have a day? Did you have a client?
Can we talk about Erica Kane's breath, please?
Yes. What was with that face Caesar made?
What was that?
That was a very I can't wait till she get the clue that I'm not listening face.
I really like how this queen just comes back and interrupts my conversation with RJ. I wasn't done with RJ, but I know how to fix that.
I didn't know this was actually the Wednesday night show where you were.
This has nothing to do with a state of emergency, but actually, you know what? It is past midnight, so it is Wednesday night. So we're gonna put you on hold. And back to you, RJ. I didn't even
get
your answer.
The
shade. What was that, Jasmine?
What did you say again really quickly so I can give her back her little seat, her little throne?
Basically what I was saying was that, you know, for open chat rooms, like, you know, for the official ballroom group, you know, that's open out for everybody, all the fans included, fake screenings, real screen names, it doesn't matter. But as far as trying to filter out, you know, the fake screen names, hey, you know, have a little screening process or a smaller group that allows, you know, people who know each other in that one group. You know,
yeah.
Like I said, with my profile, just my face pictures is not on the profile.
Oh, my Lord, who is that?
That's a lot going on in that background.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you.
As far as me, you know, my profile is real. I just don't have any face pictures on there. That's it. Like, all the information on my profile is real. Like, I'm in
God.
I'm in Seaside.
I don't know who's doing that, but I really think, in all honesty, it's the British bitch. But I'm going to get back on the show. Thank you, RJ. I'm going to press mute really quickly on you and let the British court get back on the show because she's really working my nerves. I'll talk to you guys later, but the floor is back
to
you.
Why has Corey not called in? If he don't stop playing with me.
Because Corey don't use you, girl. Your man don't want you, girl. He's sitting right in the chat room talking, but he ain't coming on his phone for you.
Only that, he's trying to Uber with somebody, and he know I will send his green card packing ass back over there to
Yes, bitch. She was a friend of mine. She slept with my man.
But Kelly Price, where's Kelly Price?
You guys
didn't think a white bitch would know that, right? No, but I love that you chimed in, but don't read me, please. Like,
London.
Like, you know.
Naima, you know what we're going to do next Tuesday? You know what we're going to do next Tuesday? Remember how we used to do Tiny Chat with Kelly? We're going to do Tiny Chat. We're going to bring back Tiny Chat next Tuesday.
Oh.
With the smelly,
breath. I'm going to wear all black everything.
The smelly breath, Tiny Chat? Oh, that would be everything.
What the hell is Tiny Chat? Y'all into too much. Y'all do group lines or whatever that mess is called, chat lines.
You know, Tiffany's still on MySpace, so.
Want to see her package.
No, but I really want to know who smelt Erica Kane's stink ass bloody breath. Who? Call in now, please.
I need your recap about how her breath smelled.
Wait a minute, but did y'all see how fast that sucker melted?
Was that a popper candy like that you put in your mouth and it dissolved, or was it like a real lollipop?
Okay.
At first she was giving me. At first she gave me
like the New York dumpsters.
At first she gave me brandy. If you put it down right, you can put it on right. She gave me that, but then I saw Caesar's face and I just knew from there. I got completely turned off. I swear. They just wanted her to go somewhere. They were like.
Sniff.
Who was the lady that was in the black that had the ripped up stuff? That body looked so hard. Like,
wait,
where? Like, it was so hard. The lady that was in the black and she had the little short dress on and it was like slit all in, like slits all in.
It's
like, Erica. Oh, that was her? Ooh, that body was hard. Look, it didn't look nothing looked as soft about it.
Yeah, that was moisturized titty.
Oh,
ooh.
Because those titties just look shiny and just moisturized. That's it. Well, at least she takes care of them, i.e. Feminine Destruction, but...
they just haven't dropped
her
yet.
Name.
She's pretty, though. I will give
I think stink breath
pretty.
Comes from dehydration. That's it?
Oh, my God.
No,
was
actually,
she dehydrated?
Maybe she hasn't used the bathroom.
Right.
What?
Maybe the lollipop wasn't... Ooh, what do you think the lollipop was giving? She was like, she started shriveling and gagging. Poor lollipop.
How many licks does it take to get to the pussy bowl?
Right, how many licks does it take for the dragon to breathe fire?
Y'all is really going in.
Erica Kane, though, we just have to make it the key, and Erica Kane seems to be the key right now. Her breath.
It's not really Erica Kane's the key, it's her breath.
Right.
Oh,
Naima, you have nothing to say.
No, that used to be my daughter, but now, you know, that's my sister.
So you
okay. Was her breath smelling good when you guys were close?
You said what?
Was her breath smelling good when you guys were close?
Yeah, I never smelled her breath when it stank. I mean, it's never like gave tease. Like even when she used to live with me in Philadelphia, it never gave that. She's always been actually a clean person.
We're not saying she's not clean. I mean,
well, I'm just saying like her hygiene has always been clean, like so far as I've known her.
Well, maybe she ate some bad asparagus.
Maybe
you know, I mean, shit, you know,
like an amaretto, and it just got her really badly.
Oh, I just got a text saying that her breath smells like a bag of armpits.
What?
London.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
London. The CEO said to tell you, you give this British bitch an inch and she is hungry for a foot long. I'm just saying. I'm trying to read her in here, and her UK signal ain't picking up. Damn.
but why not? Why am I being attacked from, like, I can't really go in on the CEO. You know, she made the show, and I enjoy being on the show, and I wouldn't want to be, you know, sent back to the strip club.
You wouldn't want to be exposed.
Oops.
Exposed?
Oh, it's RJ. Baby.
Sweetie, Miss Thing over there do not know who I am. I just key. Okay, so no one can expose London but London.
I don't want to expose her, in all honesty.
I want to expose her because I don't know who she is. Honestly,
right.
I personally don't care who she is, in all honesty. But... I'm not sending you back to no strip club, mother.
Be careful how you talk to your the people that's coming to your ball.
Girl.
I'm choosing.
Remember,
to come
I will be at the door. Remember,
somebody
I will be at
my
the door,
kid,
and I will be
and
I will be at the door
you.
Collecting money. And I will be personally speaking to all my guests, and I will pick up on your voice when you pay me that $30 you send them, so keep it cute.
No, but I did contact you. I wanted to contact you about the table situation.
I don't think you're a girl's guy.
You coming as Jill's guy.
What?
Are you the
no, the table? No, the table. The fucking bloody tea party table. I want to contact you about that. In my London voice.
What the hell was that message I just got?
So, London, you gonna be on Skype? I mean, not Skype, Lord. You gonna be on what is it called? What did you say once again, Jason?
I thought it was Tiny
Chat.
Oh, Tiny Chat. You gonna be on Tiny Chat?
Yeah, only if you show your foot long. No, but I've seen the video of Face getting dragged across Esquilites by the ball.
Oh, no.
But wait, why did it happen all like that? Was that Khadija standing here like, Face, your ass is your
ass.
Oh,
yes, I love
Khadija.
I want Khadija just to come
nice.
On this. I want her to come on this show one time and just give her a reason. Hey, I ain't never been a bitch. No, I have. What's too much?
Naima, contact
her. Naima,
call her.
That's
her, right. I need, she's a key.
Yes, she is a motherfucking key.
Can we call her switchboard? Wait, that bitch said legendary. Legendary.
Long as we ain't calling Janet Jackson.
Legendary.
I mean, Manny's Jackson.
Yeah, what was Man Eater giving? What was Man Eater
Face
the world?
Kelly,
you know,
Kelly, why would
all
you post
you
them? Kelly, if somebody gave you those pictures, Kelly, why would you post them up? Why would you post them up, Kelly? That's what she said.
Right, and she wants to come on there. I saw all of what she was giving in the A-list about how, you know, Kelly, he got more Danny tag that ass, Kelly's ass, you know, Kelly got B, you know, all this talk, but you got B, blah, blah, blah. Then you want to come on the show like, Kelly, you know, I think it was wrong what they did to you. No, Beth, you did not. They're phony. Don't do that.
Right.
Maybe husband in the code making that video with Vicky Gardy may have membranes a little frozen, so she's a bit fucked up in the head a little bit. Burning in below 50 weather, recording a YouTube show. Are you kidding me?
No, and then when Kelly, I fell out, Kelly going to say, I am not the one that took that picture of you standing in the mirror.
You took that picture of you standing in the mirror.
Right, she was trying to give, like, Michael Jackson tease, like, and remembrance. Come
you
on, Jackson.
You did it to your fucking self.
What?
London, did you get my package?
Package?
Wait, don't send no crafter packages over here, sweetie.
I sent you a present. I sent you and Jason a present. I sent one to the UK.
Bitch, you ain't send me none of them goddamn Mexican shoes.
Oh, no, TSA probably sent
shit.
That shit back.
You didn't like the pony shoes?
Anything.
Ain't nobody wearing,
back.
Bitch. I'm 6'4" wearing that shit. I've been and fell over myself. Wearing them damn
why
shoes.
The pony boots?
Them pony shoes boots. Look faker than them shoes that boy won in that ball in Candy World.
I think that's where he got them from.
No, I hope it wasn't. Come on, my feet, you know, I wear a size, you know, 15 in heels, and it's just hot.
You get your shoes custom made?
Yeah, I have the low heel. I have, like, the semi-flat heel.
Naima, you're back on.
What happened to Naima?
My call dropped, but y'all just all over the place.
Naima, come on. We're using the same phone. You know where we're at.
But at this point, I think we can be kind of sort of all over the place now. At least we're giving the people what they want. They laughing. And
they wanted to keep
I wanted to keep
Well,
Naima doesn't find this funny.
Well, I just would like to reiterate it again.
Okay. Spell that word.
They ain't never been a bitch to say I was too much.
Wait, I got to see that Maya gave, you know, my ass is my ass, and she jumped off the roof.
Ooh. Oh, no. Well, I heard
Before
Maya was
jumped,
down.
She said,
I
my
heard
ass
Maya.
Is my ass.
I heard Maya was down in New Orleans filming that movie with Oprah.
What?
Neil Magnolia?
And I thank you.
No, some movie with Lenny Kravitz playing this servant that used to work in the White House.
Oh. The Help Too?
You are kind. You are love.
You are special.
Are important.
No,
and
you
your
is
parents.
Kind. You is smart, and you is important. Remember that, Stephanie.
Speaking
but
of Oprah,
talking to you, the black women, not me. Why should I remember that?
Speaking of Oprah,
no
shade. Speaking of Oprah, it's no shade. But baby, when she don't have no makeup and her hair's not done,
baby,
they will clear a room, bitch. She looks just like her dog.
Oh, Lord.
That's
now you
true.
Let him back in.
And I can see, Nana can see why they didn't let her in that store when she said she didn't
yeah.
have her makeup.
Yeah,
you
she get Oprah gives me French bulldog teas when she
you know what, Ima? It's funny you said that because during Hurricane Katrina when she came down to New Orleans, remember she just came down. She didn't have on no makeup or nothing. And our master chief was looking at the TV, and I was looking at her talk, and he said, "Who the fuck is that?" I'm like, "It's Oprah." Then he was like, "That's not fucking Oprah. Who the fuck is?" And then she came back the next day, and he was like, "What the fuck?" And I was like, he kept saying she looked like a dog.
Ooh.
Well, you know, they say animals, they say your pets, you know, turn out to look like you or you look like the pets. Or something, it's something to that effect or whatever. Once you have pets for a long time, they tend to take on their owner's looks or
well,
something
I think
to that
Oprah took on her pet's looks because they do.
So you saying that she
money,
looks like a parent cocker spaniel?
So I just don't understand. With all that money, she never did get them bags fixed under her eyes after all these
well,
years?
Well, she's a natural black woman. So, see, you know, natural black women, they not going for that touching their face and shit. They just going with what God created. You know them white women, baby. They say, look, I need a touch up here. I need you to give me Botox right here underneath my
right.
chin.
Right. The white
you
women,
know, yeah,
we don't know how to keep our men. But, you know, Oprah, Stedman made her feel like a natural woman, and she just wanted to keep that.
See, she's not Jennifer Lewis. Jennifer Lewis is a natural, and Diane Carroll.
She may like Stedman, but I'm going to tell y'all something about Stedman. Stedman
Jennifer
is just the front
man.
Stedman is the front man, honey. She really like coochie.
She
and
go with Gail.
Yeah.
Gail,
be,
yeah, I think
her girlfriend for years.
Yeah, I think her and Gail go together. I think Stedman's just there.
Because, you know, did y'all ever get into the tea that when Gail wanted to marry that one guy, I can't think of his name, but when Gail wanted to marry that one guy or whatever, Oprah was against it. And something to that effect, she was against it, and she wasn't using her marrying him or something to that effect or whatever like that. And she chose her relationship, her friendship that she had, Gail chose her friendship that she had with Oprah over marrying that man. And that's why Gail has not married anybody or really, she messed around with men, but she hasn't married anybody or been in a serious relationship since then.
You know, Oprah's been talking.
Who?
Yeah, Oprah's been talking so much over the years, she probably has an awesome tongue game.
Yeah, I don't want to think about Oprah having sex. I really don't.
Me either.
Baby,
don't kick
me.
Talking about girl, one lick, you win a car, one lick, you win a ring, you win a house, you win a store, my new.
Oh, my goodness.
I got an inbound.
Yeah, like, when y'all talk about her saying having sex, I just keep getting this image in my life, her saying all my life I had to fight. I had to fight my daddy. I had to fight my mama. Girl, child ain't safe in a house full of men.
Well, let me ask you.
Naima
says
she had an inbox.
What
I got an inbox message that said, this person said, now what's the fuck up with Jennifer Hudson's look?
Ain't she looking good?
She look like a bobblehead.
Jennifer Hudson still trying to act like she wasn't
weight.
A big girl?
Let's everybody answer one at a time.
Okay.
What's wrong with the look?
I mean, this person just asked. Now, what the fuck is up with Jennifer Hudson's look? So, I mean, Jason, you can go in and then y'all can go on down from the panel.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with it.
It's a new dawn, a new day, and she's feeling good.
I think she was looking good. She was losing a lot of weight. She looked nice, but now I think she's getting a little too on the skinny side, and it's giving her a bobblehead look. Next.
she just needs to keep wearing that snatch ponytail.
So if we see her, we just need to give her one good boop and see if her head
just
Yeah. I got a question for you, Tiffany, because somebody sent this to my inbox. What do you think of parents putting the cable in their children's name?
Well, I think it's tired and tacky that you mess up your children's credit before they're even old enough to get shit, but I don't know anything about that, honey. All my bills is in my name, honey, Tiffany Helene Roberts. Catch it, honey. So, but I think the parents that do that, you're late, you're tired, and you're tacky. You fucked your own credit up. Now you want to fuck up little Mustafa's and little Moschino and little Muhafa's. You want to fuck up their credit, and ain't nobody got time for that.
Right, ain't nobody got time for that. But Nicole came on the show, but she never mentioned her show coming up. Doesn't she have a show? I heard an echo come back. She doesn't.
Who is Nicole? What Nicole are we talking about? Nicole Aylin, Nicole Meekly, or Nicole Nabella?
Nicole Aylin and Meekly.
Oh, okay.
Right? That's what it was, Alien, right?
Oh.
That's what no, he changed to Alien Meekly because they can get got for that.
Oh, God.
I thought it was the house of all that meaty.
Oh, shit.
I can't.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm making the house of leftovers.
Well, I got another inbox from someone, and they said that I love y'all show. Y'all have the best show. Y'all are shady on it, but y'all have the best show.
Oh, thank you.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Oh, you said yeah, like you really didn't want me to talk.
Oh.
Ding, ding, ding. It's
is it time for them to call in before the it goes into record mode?
It already is.
Oh.
It already is.
Oh, shit.
Well, they said Jennifer Hudson looks like a Tootsie Roll Pop.
Jasmine, what's your question?
Shit. No, Jennifer Hudson actually looks like that lollipop that Erica Kane was sucking on. But,
God.
Go ahead, Jasmine.
What do you think about these people who are breaking their necks to get the new iPhone, but they still don't have a place to lay their head? They don't have no money. They still sleeping on people's floors, couches, and futons. And, what do you think about
that? Don't forget stoops. Some girls sleep on stoops, too. They don't mind.
I didn't hear you, London. You were going in and out.
I said, don't forget stoops. Some girls sleep on stoops. They don't mind.
Oh, no. What do you
think
about all that?
Tacky.
I think it's a complete waste of time. I think, you know, in my opinion, I think it's a complete waste of time to even have such a feature when you don't have anything else going on for yourself. Once you get the phone, it's not like you can sell it, basically, and get your money back too much these days because they're making it away. Because somebody at my job was just telling me the other day, I personally don't have an iPhone, but they were telling me that the iPhone 4 and the iPhone 5, you can't use any of the plugs, the features, nothing, because it's a thinner type of gadget. So I don't even see the point of having all of these things unless you're actually eligible for a free upgrade. If you don't have anywhere to stay or, you know, you're not working or anything like that, what's the point of having it if you can't maintain it?
And it's still not free. I mean, I think the upgrade with a 2-year something is like still $199 for just the smallest gigabytes, because that's what I got, honey, and I'm not ashamed to say it. I got the $199. I have an iPhone 4. Yes, I did pre-order my 5, and I went with the upgrade for the $199, the lowest gigabyte. I wasn't paying no $299 and no $299 for no damn phone. Yes, I got the cheaper of the model.
But what's the point? what's the point of having that phone if you prepaid?
Right.
When
right,
they say prepaid, you prepaid to purchase it before it actually is
no,
released.
But some people, Jasmine, will
right.
have that phone
that,
and they don't have a plan. They got to pay month to month, and they hitting people up on Adam for Adam or Grindr talking about, I'm depressed because I don't know how I'm going to pay my cell phone bill next month.
Right, oh, exactly.
That's another topic. But, you know, I'd rather get my Remy before I get an iPhone. I can be, you know, a phoneless bitch. I can be, you know, I can get the same phone Naima has like I have right now. And it's a flat
but
rate a month.
You went to Walgreens and just, you be going to Walgreens and getting you a track phone. Is basically
yeah, I got a Cricket, yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I don't hate on the, you know.
It comes with a cute charger. It comes with headphones and everything now. So, bitch, go.
My head.
And they have cute cases. So I'm good.
I still got my Galaxy phone, and I'm happy with that. And until that break or somebody steals it, I'm gonna be fine. I'm not buying that phone.
We have a caller. 347-734. You're on the air.
I got the new iPhone, and I sleep on a futon. What's the problem?
What?
What? Sweetie, you need to speak up. Sleeping on that futon, you sound too low to the floor.
Oh.
Miss London Bridges, bitch, don't do me. Okay, girl.
Kelly, you know, I smutted you out in the beginning of the show.
Is that? That's not Kelly.
I heard it on easy, you know, someone just caught my heart phone and woke me up. I fell asleep earlier, so, you know, I just got woken up, and I heard that you smutted me out. But, you know, I'd love for the girl to sit by the app.
Come on, Kelly,
okay,
and why would you give
Kelly.
Milan a half an hour on the show? Why would you give Milan a half an hour to speak on our show?
Because I had to let her feel what it feels like, you know, to be on the front lines and be in the spotlight when, you know, when everyone in America can hear her and everybody, of course, sees and hear her. She doesn't get that. I mean, you know, she's a local girl. I mean, you know, very Atlanta, D.C., L.A. So, you know, I had to let her feel like, you know, what it feels like to be in 52 states, honey, and all different countries for one night in her life. So
right, to have like 100 and something people listening to her instead of 50.
Yeah, I made her feel like something. You know? So she's a celebrity, I mean.
Right, so are you here for good or are you leaving next week? What's up?
It's my dear, please, okay? Baby? I would never, you know, just fully leave. I was just taking a little break, honey. Did y'all talk about Milan's fake B-Man, cover?
No, we didn't get to that yet, but we didn't want to waste time because they said we talked about Milan too much.
And we agreed that we will not say
right.
his name on this show anymore.
Yeah, because if you say it three times, it might be tragic. So.
Right, and he's dangerous because he can speak in any of our houses in the dark, and we won't know. We would just be gagging.
But that outfit Temperance had on is not off limits.
Did my good girlfriend have a cold dance tonight?
Wait, no, that bitch could have brung light to a dark house with that dress on.
That gave me very much Pirates of the Caribbean, you know.
Where's my girlfriend Nicole Unabella?
Oh, she lost another child. She lost another finger, her child.
No, seriously, somebody said she went into witness protection, honey. They got her, honey. The mafia, they got her, honey.
Must have got her for those cheeks.
Remember, girl, she said she's going to be at Watch the Throne next weekend, honey.
No, they said she was moving weight in her cheek from Costa Rica down to here. And they got her.
But she is the living chipmunk, the living squirrel.
I just wanted to press one and tell the people that I just love for Chelsea and everything. I mean,
so Kelly, if you go to Vogue Night tonight, be careful.
I'm not going to Vogue Night, London. I'm laying in my bed, dude, how everybody wants to really see me.
Oh, Lord.
Mm.
Snapshot.
I'm posting it when a new room opens.
I'm in my birthday suit. What is my long love piece?
I don't know. Maybe he'll talk about it on Monday, you know.
So you really was over there getting smutted out, Carol.
Baby,
I'm all across this whole queen size bed, Tiffany, butterball, jacket, honey.
Vogue Nights was canceled because of the weather. Vogue Nights was canceled because of the weather.
That weather was a mess, honey. I went out earlier, honey, to give me a little effect, honey, so I could go out on Friday night, honey, to the club, honey. And I went out with my house dress, you know, with no panties and bra, bitch, and got caught in the rain in front of Planet Fitness, and then my dress was all stuck to my body with no panties on. But it was a lovely experience with all the trade coming out of Planet Fitness.
Oh, my Lord. You was carrying on like that?
Yeah, I was out, honey. You know, I had to smug myself out.
I'm about to hang up. I can't with her.
The girl should have been out to get a picture and say they would have loved that. See that picture of the Amos, and it was a black and white dress that was tight and it was thin and it was all sucked to our body, all wet. I mean, they could have got.
But can I please just ask Mother one thing before she hangs up? Can I please ask her one thing, Kelly? I have to know, where did you get the coverage? What about that coverage you had with the two magazine articles, girl? That was some good journalistic work. I have to give you. I just wanted to give him a clap for that.
I cannot take credit. You know, I have to give credit where credit is due because you know they're reading me for taking credit for, you know, my sister line. But I did give her credit. I did give her credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
But. You know, I have to give credit where credit is due. That was the work of my good sister. And I don't know if she won her name out there, but y'all should know who I'm talking about. That was her work.
Oh, wait, Kelly, I have my overall directing mother of the House of Bridge, Alexis Snow. You already know.
I'm just listening.
So wait a minute. You said you what? in your room, Kelly, and you laid out naked across the bed.
Yes.
Didn't we just say we didn't want that visual?
But wait, Naima, why did
you
do
don't want that visual? Hold on, let me take a snapshot of this.
Oh shit!
I wanted to start it up because I knew it was coming.
I'll take a snapshot and I'll send it to the tea party.
I don't know where you're going to send it at.
The blood of Jesus.
Go ahead, Naima, say it, because there ain't never.
Okay, because they ain't never been a bitch that told me my hair.
If she pulls some bullshit like that, I'ma end the show.
Private caller.
When I make it through, please make sure the psychic today was
private caller.
Who's playing Patti LaBelle?
Oh shit. 513-460, you're on the air.
Yeah, tell Kelly they don't got a chat room big enough to post that picture she about to see into the chat room.
Oh, shit.
You on the what? What is that? They don't have a what?
I can tell you what is big enough, though.
Your neck.
Come on, with that.
It is about that thing, though.
Oh,
my God, no.
No,
Kelly.
Good
night,
what?
Kelly.
Wait, is there any straight people that listen to the show? Damn, if you can call in and just say, you know, no, pay it, don't call in.
I'm straight, London.
I'm straight.
Oh, yeah, no, Tiffany, you're a drag.
Ooh.
I'm straight.
You're a drag who got pregnant. Your miracle drag. The miracle tranny.
Yes, I can't.
Well,
I just
Someone just told me that that was not Felicity's line. Thanks for reaching out. That was Kiki's line from the makeup tutorial. So, Kiki, like the song Blah Blah Blah, I'm going to take it all over the world, honey, and have everyone saying it. And I thank you for reaching out.
Oh, that Kiki's tutorial was. She did say that on that Kiki tutorial with the Waffle House yellow. Now, what we're going to do is put a little Waffle House yellow.
Like that boy,
y'all
Kiki.
Y'all can see that Kiki's tutorial. Yes, and
she was like,
"For
you, John
Face,
hey."
He must have ate that Waffle House yellow.
Right.
That was funny. Kiki looks really. She looks bad.
A mess.
Kiki. She looked
I had something in my inbox. Something had came in my inbox too.
Yeah.
I didn't really want to read it because I didn't want to go back into that. But somebody said when I asked the boy to call in Markievicz, they said, that is a lie. I'm reading it just how they wrote it. That is a lie. That boy is in training class right now. I just talked to him. He is not worrying about that late, fake, wannabe plastic house of Melonic. Unlike Milan, he is in training to be a police officer slash SWAT. He is doing something with his life.
Yeah.
So I guess he doesn't want to get back
in. Do your thing over there. Do your thing. And don't go to the college they're trying to send you to because you will become Milan.
Mm.
Well, go ahead.
No
one's
going to
be a bad boys. What you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you?
I'm
yes, going to
sue
honey.
My mother when they come for me.
Oh,
that's
Lord Jesus.
I'm
going
to be a police officer. I need to carry a gun in the bag. So
well, they already say you got that in your pocketbook, Kelly.
Oh, well, baby, I need a legal one, honey.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah, Kelly,
yeah,
you will fly through basic training with flying colors.
Yeah. Did y'all see?
Right.
Did y'all see the way I moved that big bag?
Right, they say that you have to carry 150 pounds, you know, on your back. You already did that. You put it up in the air.
So, Kelly, how far do you think you raised him up out the sky, off his feet? You think that was like 3 feet off the ground, 4 feet off the ground?
It was about 3 feet.
No, Kelly, I want to know, and everybody else wants to know, was there
right.
a phone in that booth? Because if there was,
it was
no
missing.
Longer one. Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it was,
right.
It was a phone in that phone booth, but you know.
Oof.
When you watch videos, you have to watch the whole video. I already knew what was going on. Did you see how I had my back against that bank?
No, I'm gagging. No, Kelly, I wanted to.
But
I'm
no, Kelly.
Is, I'm gagging is how you told people to hold your purse twice. Who was you talking to? Because I was like, why isn't anybody taking her purse? Like, she's insane.
Right, and Kelly,
already.
Why would you stand? Why would you stand in front of a glass? He could have, like, body, like, pushed you, and you would have went into the glass.
No, I wasn't going through the glass here, if you London. I'm very athletic, honey, on my feet. I dance right now, baby. Okay.
So you guys just dance. You guys didn't fight, you
dance.
That was a nice Macarena.
But if you catch the first clip, the Rumble when Caesar first was coming up out the club or whatever, he was first walking on the street, you could see Danny right there. He was looking all around, and I don't know if they was looking for you. I can't remember if Caesar was saying, like, well, where was
right.
you? And he was looking for you to do the aftermath. But you could see kind of Danny lurking then, like, he was looking like it's
like
that's
he
what I'm saying.
Wanted,
you knew what
he
was
wanted
coming,
it to
Carrie.
Be recorded, what was about to happen. He wanted to
right.
find a ball throwbacks so it can
down,
be recorded.
I was downstairs waiting for my 150.
You know what I don't use, and you know all jokes aside, you know what I don't use? What I don't use is how, ooh, she is fighting down on that on the news. You know what I don't use is how butch queens are so fast to fight the fit queens or to fight the girls. But when it comes to Trey or when it comes to other boys or whatever like that, they bitch up. Now, I'm not saying anybody in specifically, but it's just that I don't use the whole fact of, you know, people wanting to come and wanting to give it to the girls. Like, it'd be so much disrespect for the butch queens to the femme queens or whatever like that, you know. I understand, you know, some girls, I guess, they may try the boys or what have you like that and vice versa.
Right.
But you know, they be so fast to want to get in the girl's face to want to fight them. And when the girls check their ass or slap the shit out of them or the taste up out of their mouth, then, you know, then they ready to go and get their other house members to go and attack the doggone girls and stuff. That's what I don't use.
We all say we want the butch queens to act more, you know, not so flamboyant, not so, you know, act like the trait. So the trait will automatically think, okay, she's a woman, but, you know, people say she was a man, so I'm going to fight her like a man, you know? And they just lose that respect.
Fight me like a man, baby. Fight me.
Did you guys hear about the tranny that got locked up in a women's prison for a year, 2 years?
Yeah,
what
about the tranny?
I know somebody like that, though, seriously, but she had a sex change. But first off, she got locked up. She went as a man because she hadn't had one yet. But she had, I want to say, did she have implants? I don't know, but I think she had implants, and they put her on lockdown, like, her whole sentence. Like, she never, like, she was on lockdown. But the second time she went, she had a sex change, but they put her in a women's prison, and then she became a dyke. So I don't know. That's crazy.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, what about the transsexual?
Now she's just gay. She's gay now. Gay.
What about the transsexual that stabbed up the trolley man, the jitney, those little bus things?
Where the hell are y'all reading this stuff at?
I was in the Ballroom Institute. It's a transsexual that stabbed up one of the little Indian Spanish bus drivers that be driving them little buses.
A gypsy cab?
Yeah, like a little gypsy bus. Yeah, she stabbed him up because she didn't want to pay him. Okay, that was like really.
I'm now starting to really think that the moans and all of the pills that we take and the shots, it does play a effect on our mind. Like, you know, it really needs.
Did you say we?
Yeah, I said that we take. Yes, you heard me right. Yes, I did. You know, I'm really.
You said we. Are you in your 30s or 40s, Tiffany?
I'm in
you
my
know
30s.
Tiffany 35.
You're crazy.
So, Tiffany, what is this that you're trying to? So, what is this you're trying to tell us that you adopted those children and they were really born? You know.
Oh no, those are really
time.
My children. Those are children from fruit of my loom, my loins.
Fruit of your loom.
I thought she was trying to tell us you was really born this tall, honey. You know, and you was putting it oxidized.
Oh, you know,
right.
Kelly, I'm a sex change. You didn't know that, Kelly.
Oh, okay.
I had those kids before
baby,
I had my surgery.
There's only one sex change on this phone, honey.
It was me.
Thank
and
you,
I
honey.
Thank you. It was me.
No.
Thank you.
Oh.
And it ain't you. Dumb
no,
too.
I'm soon to be on the phone with the sex change because mine is coming to my house to do it. And I'm fad.
Did y'all see that clip that was somebody posted where the man, the whoever it was, gave their own stuff that's they crazy glued their penis and then they slit it and they made their own, they gave their stuff their own vagina.
What the
yeah, fuck? That's what they're going to do to me. Yeah, I think I'm
getting,
yeah.
Well, I got a question. Did y'all see this video of Kenya coming for Sydney Starr?
Ooh, ratchet nigga.
Dead bitch. I'm a dead bitch. Sydney bitch, you a dead bitch. Ratchet. First of all, I'm not going to argue with her because ain't this the same girl who had her whole family jump on this one child? Like, she can have that. Y'all can say whatever y'all want to say about Kenya Black or whatever. I mean, I don't need no problems. I don't need nobody come in to stomp me or do nothing to me. I like my face. I think I'm a pretty big girl. I don't want nobody messing up this mug, baby. So,
well, my thing is, you know, to me, I think, you know, she can rap, don't get me wrong, she can rap or what have you, but I just thought it was pointless. I mean, like, to come for that girl for no reason is pointless
to
me.
Well, are you sure there wasn't a reason? Because a lot of people are, like, kind of getting over her. I mean, I personally think she's a really pretty girl, and I don't think there's anything wrong with promoting what you do. But a lot of people, like, around the place, I've seen people like, girl, why don't you sit down? Why do you keep, you know, like, trying to make yourself more important? And maybe she said something because didn't she have to retract a statement she said about a star or something and apologize? Maybe she says things out of her mouth.
And second of all, I don't feel there's nothing wrong for her to go against her. Sydney Starr made a song when she made that video. She was dissing Cat Stacks. What the hell did Cat Stacks ever do to her? Cat Stacks groupie just like you a groupie. So, I mean, why you made a diss song dissing that lady? So one turn deserve another.
But the difference between Sydney Starr and Cat Stacks is Cat Stacks was telling the truth, and Sydney Starr was lying on Chingy the whole time, so... Sorry, Sydney. Back to the chambers.
Y'all saying is just, you know, just whatever that, you know, that them two gonna give, then, you know, let it get there.
Why should
we care, though, like, that she dissed her when she obviously made a diss about somebody else? So what about the diss she made, Naima?
Well, I know she made her diss the other child, but, I mean, like, I'm just wanting to know what was the purpose of, like, because I listened to a couple songs that Kenya did, and that, I mean, a lot of her stuff is eating it. But I just want to know, like, what was the purpose of her, coming for Sydney? I mean, it's not like I'm a Sydney fan, but I'm just saying. You
she
know,
don't
just
see
wonder.
Her. She tapped on her back in the runway. She didn't see her. What? She don't see her. She tapped her. She wanted to meet her.
Yeah, it's
back.
Like that. You know, it's like that. You know, it's people that just don't like people. I mean, regardless of whether they're insecure about themselves or whether they got an attitude, you know, or they got some resentments
or
from
whether
their past.
They have to prove themselves.
Yeah, like, they, but, you know, people just don't like people sometimes. It's just like that.
She said in Milan's group, she was like, you know, she's sucking it up for all of us. She's not the only bitch that'll fuck with a celebrity. We ain't got time for snitches. But my thing is this, Kenya Black, honey. That's the only thing I'm going to say about you. I'm a firm believer that if you're trying to read or get somebody, I mean, make sure your shit is in order so that you can't be. I mean, you made that phone video because I'm convinced you made that whole video off your phone and then you posted it on YouTube. So you made that video and you had the spray paint graffiti background.
Not to mention a prepaid Sprint phone, a flip phone she recorded it with.
Yes, and you had that graffiti prints under the bridge background and two outfits. Kept pulling hair out of your mouth the whole time you was rapping. I mean, your video wasn't really, but your lyrics was actually kind of dope. Like, I really can't get into your lyrics, but your whole video was a key. At least Sydney's video was a shenanigan too, but hers was a little more well-put shenanigan, you know?
Right, and she was showing, Sydney was showing her hands, but it's not to show your hands like that, like Miss Thing was.
Right, so... I'm going to give you an A for effort, but...
especially if you have, you know, bulgy knuckles.
Right.
Yeah, well, but for her to come for Cass Stacks, who was Trishe Khan, for her to come for Trishe or whatever like that, I thought that was just, you know, just out of it.
Oh, that's what Sydney was talking about?
Cass Stacks on Facebook is Trishe Khan. And everybody knows Trishe Khan is real, huh?
Facebook says Shayla Stacks.
Oh yeah,
Cat
Shayla
Stacks.
Shayla
is the girl with the groupie that was sleeping with everybody. The rapper, the real fish, and you know she was sleeping with all the different rappers or whatever the case might be. And then they wound up deporting her ass because she wasn't even a real. She wasn't a citizen of the United States. You don't remember her? She had all of.
I remember her, but
okay.
But Shayla. Is Trishe.
Right.
But everybody know that Trishe slays realness. That lady is undeniably real. But for Sydney to come for her for no reason because Sydney was, you know, she was salty because she won over her, then she definitely should have made that video and she definitely should have gotten over it, period. Like,
right.
Girl,
Sydney,
you don't even
Sydney,
want balls
she,
like
she,
that.
She seemed really, really pressed.
Yeah, she did
situation.
Seem pressed. And, I mean, like, girl, to make a whole dog on, what's the name, the comfort Trishe. It's like, bitch, come on.
In the Bates Motel. You made another video.
In a cheap
motel
at that.
I said the Bates Motel. Psycho, hello.
From Motel 6, hello.
With the little TV on top of the... closet, the little whatever that was.
She couldn't take how real Trishe was. That's all that was. Bitch, you win some and you lose some.
Right.
I haven't always been Miss Tens across the board. I mean, there was a chop here once or twice, maybe once.
Is J-Rock still with us?
We always seem to ask that question every week.
J-Rock, are you there? Where's Devin really paid the whole situation?
Yeah, you wasn't on the pre show before this. So.
You know, that's another thing. That is another bloody thing. You know, the girls cannot call me for aftermath or anything. Like,
well, you have my mother. You have my number. I don't have your number, mother.
Right.
Because you know, you girls don't want to know who I am. Why would I give my number? That's the only number I have.
Oh no, you could definitely give me your number, honey. I'll call you.
You
well,
can
we,
give me
well,
your number,
you know what,
but
London,
I just don't want to
like,
know who you are.
Right. We just don't want to know
yeah,
who you
I
are.
Yeah, and I don't know if all you guys have enough, you know, money to accept my calls over from overseas.
Well, my magic never stops working.
And mine neither. So you can always
No, but we
call.
Can definitely tiny chat and then
What the hell is tiny chat?
Right.
It's like a group chat where you can
right.
see everybody on camera.
Oh, I don't
need
to
get on that.
I don't have that.
Yes,
well,
you are. No, you don't have to have it. All you got to do is when they set it up, just log on to it, you know, and turn your camera
on. And you can
on.
Still
That's
talk,
all.
But if you have a webcam, you can cut your webcam on and
I
everybody
don't do
that has a webcam
I don't,
can see.
But, yeah.
I never did webcams. Those are
No,
those
Moth,
are not.
We can battle in the webcam. It doesn't matter. What's up?
You know what? Oh,
and no,
oh.
Naima, you can battle me for realness. Walk your first ball on Tiny Chat. You know, J Rock, you can battle me for runway. I'm ready.
No, he's got to battle me for drag realness.
Oh, God.
What was
I
that, Naima?
Well,
not
to
you know, I'm a
there for Big Girl Sex Hour.
I'm a bow bitch. Speaking of big girls, I want Kelly. And mother CEO to the fucking floor on Tiny Chat that night.
I can't wait to see all your guys when you guys can take a picture with
you. I tell you this, I'm getting
I
Kelly.
To the picture.
Kelly,
what you say, there,
yes. I'm getting sick of the British bitch, honey.
I'm not worried about her, Miss Thing. Miss London does not want me, Miss Thing, honey. You know, she's into that country, you know, that British performance, honey. I'm not worried about her, honey. You know.
Oh no, she said it wasn't about. You got to catch the intro. She said it wasn't about performance this year.
It's about
all about
body,
sex,
Kelly.
And body.
Oh, okay. Oh, me and my sister have a whole lot of that. So what are you trying to say?
So I'm
okay.
Ready, Kelly, and you don't want it. You wear wedges. You can't.
Ooh, London Bonita Applebottom says she want a piece. You don't want to see now. She's flipping her hair.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Not Bonita Applebottom. Why
yes.
not
Applebottom?
Her name is Applebaum, I think. Not Applebottom. Nobody
well,
likes.
I like calling her Applebottom, honey.
But Bonita, child, go back to Six Flags and buy the trade another Bugs Bunny doll.
Ooh.
No, her name is Bonita Applebaum. You got it going on.
Give
Bonita
all,
Applebaum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I know
that
song.
I know her. Yeah. Tribe Called Quest. Oh, I'm so old.
No, Bonita
Tiffany,
can get
it stop
too.
It. You know what, Tiffany? Because I wasn't going to say nothing about the, what did you say about the bringing in self-destruction? I said, oh, she took me back. But I wasn't going to go there. I was not going to admit
Honey,
that I knew
I'm
that
not
song.
Ashamed to say my birthday was August 6th and I turned
57.
Oh, no.
Honey,
just
your
close
asshole
Samaya,
looks like
a 67. Girl, honey, if my asshole looked like that, honey, I would kill myself.
Turn into the new Walk for Me Wednesday with all of these fake profiles. Yes.
Well.
Yes.
Because this is ridiculous.
No, but it's a lot of TV show girls, though. It's not even like.
Okay, y'all done brought the girls back.
Okay,
y'all,
Pam
yeah.
from Martin. They brought Ooh. Back Gina. Shanae, I was gagging. I was like, what is Shanae doing here? And mind you, she talks like she's going to talk about we going to Nipsey's.
All right.
She really be talking like that. And I'm like, she is really in character.
And I live with Miss Whitley Gilbert, honey.
I'm just waiting for Uncle Phil and Aunt Viv to come through.
You got
Nancy
Gray.
George and Weezy.
Okay.
Is somebody going to bring up?
Is anybody going to bring out Pearl from 227?
Pearl was a bitch now.
If they bring out Pearl, not Ema, I'm closing my account. I'm not playing.
I think I'm going to make me a fake account, honey. I think my name will be Pearl.
Sandra.
But I'm not going to lie. Some of those profiles get to popping. Kelly, No Shade Bitch.
Right.
That Tony Wright, Miss Thing, before you announced it was you, was learning it, honey. I was like, yes.
Who is Tony Wright?
It's Kelly.
Oh.
I only announced those profiles, baby, because all the girls already knew, but I have new ones, and we're out.
But you know what, though, Kelly? That makes me think, though, because, now, honey, you know Milan said he had your IP and that he knew you was Tony Wright, girl. So now I'm wondering, can you really look it up and tell
me? No, that's
not
true.
You can't look up nobody's IP.
I'm
lying.
He didn't have my IP address because he said he located that IP address to the project in Brooklyn, and I live far away from motherfucking Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
Right. He also always thinks that he knows who people are that come in his group. Anytime some avatar come in, he's talking about, I know who you are, keep it cute. I'd be like, girl.
Right.
Well,
when he know himself, that's him.
Right.
Oh, shit.
He argues.
And now they got this new one that you can obviously tell is him, called the Huffington boy. Paul Huffington, the white, avatar, honey. He is just so a fan, honey. You can tell that has to be him, honey.
I heard a click in my Cricket phone. Naima, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Good, I mean, your minute's about to go, doesn't it?
So what is what are y'all looking for? So what are y'all looking forward to at
Gaga?
At the Gagaween Ball, what categories are y'all looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to
the next ball.
I'm looking forward to London stepping to the light
catalog.
Oh, you know that. I'm walking my categories.
And what category
and
is that?
That's
the performance. You walk in for the 6,000.
I'm coming for Europeaning. I'm on a team, and we're going to eat the building up.
I bet.
I'm looking forward to seeing labels where they resurrect the dead designers. That's what
I want to see Black Widow.
Yeah, I'm also looking forward to the battles with Dee Dee, Tempress, Shay Shay, Kelly, and Sanaya. If they, you know.
Oh yeah,
I definitely want to see that.
You know the girls have quit to change their mind. No.
Mark, you said battle.
Well,
that's not a battle.
Oh, well, all right.
Well, that's the main reason you talking all of that. After my mother gets done with you, Kelly, I'm going to tap you on the shoulder next, and I'm going to tell you to bring you to the back. I want a piece of you now.
After I get done with your mother, I'm going to watch a couple of more categories. I'm going to hit it on the bus and come back to New York. And I'm treating five girlfriends that meet me in the bar in Alaquia. So
yes, Miss Alaquia.
Are you talking about Miss Shea Butter?
Yeah, Miss Shea Butter, but I like margarine. Margarine is always better.
Did she say margarine?
Yes,
I can't with margarine. I'm dead.
Wait a minute.
I can't with margarine. I don't use margarine.
Is it called margarine, Kelly?
Yes.
It's not called margarine.
Yes. You know I make my own words up, bitch. You know how I do, bitch. When I'm feeling me young.
I scare your little filet mignon.
Yes, I'm filet mignon.
Can I say this one thing? And I want to say something really quick. And I don't want it to be misconstrued as being
you know, disrespectful, because I do mean this without being shady. When I watched the clip, Kelly, when you was doing the battle, the whole thing, when I think it was right before the face or whatever. What was the femme queen category? I think that was first or whatever. I don't know. But the whole point I'm trying to make is this. When you was calling out for the femme queen realness category and the people got their tents or whatever, I was really confused as to how, okay, you're an icon and you don't know that after you give somebody tents that, I mean, you walk these categories. That's why you're an icon. You played this category here. How do you not know that after you gave the person the tents, now you want to trap them? I was really confused by that. Now, I mean, you're like, no, you can't trap them after you already gave them 10. I'm like, I didn't understand that. You want this stuff before, so you should know that. I was confused
because Jack explained it. Jack explained it to the girls. You know, she's not used to. They're not used to people coming out and getting their 10 and standing to the side. They're used to all the girls is coming out and all the girls battle. And whatever girl is up there to win, like if it's four or five girls up there, they just go to the judges and the judges give them the 10s. They already have the 10s in their hand and they just give it to them. And that's the person that automatically won the whole category. They're not used to all that other shit.
Right, right. Back on, I
so
remember
you got
I got the
10s back in the day. That means
no.
You won if you got the 10s.
No, it was like this, Tiff. Like when they got their 10s, it would be like six of them that would hit the floor. And the judges would give them, like, roses or, you know, certain things to object to them. And whoever got the most, that's who stayed on the floor. That's who stayed. It was never really, like, tens and then come back and then battle. It was always just a battle for blood from the beginning.
Oh, because I'm like, how you don't know, like, she got
well,
her,
I hope
now you want to chop her.
I hope Miss Shay had them ends permed, honey, whatever hair she wear.
Ooh.
Honey, you don't need to worry about that, honey, because mother rocks with the daughter, honey. She wears virgin hair like the daughter.
Yeah, well, you just
here.
Make sure
we
that her real
wear,
hair is permed in.
Brazilian.
You make sure her real hair
honey.
Is permed into the virgin
Brazil. You don't
Brazil.
Have to worry about that, honey. You must have seen a picture of mother, honey. Mother is rocking that Kim Kardashian
oh,
look, honey, with the
she
long.
Seen.
And I hope she has
seen.
Mac behind her,
seen.
Like, supervised.
Hold on, Naiva. Tiffany, she had seen a picture of mother. I showed her a picture when she was doing sister hair the other day.
Huh.
Seen mother at her back.
Who?
Shay Butter.
Are you seen? You said you seen her at her best? What did you,
yes.
I think what you said, Kelly.
She seen, Naiva has seen Butter at her best.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, this is what I'm gonna do for y'all, because I did it for Naima, okay? And this is what I'm gonna do for y'all. I got a picture of Shea Butter, and I got a picture of myself, and just to make it an even playing field, like I did with Naima, I'm gonna use a picture before I got the nose, the cheeks, and the lips. And I'm going to post it in the official room right now so y'all can all see it. And this is before the work. I'm posting my picture, and I'm going to post Shea Butter picture so we give it an even playing field, okay?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, no. Well, I need to post Mother's picture that she just recently posted, honey.
Well,
go ahead. You do yours first. You do yours first.
This is a picture that I took off her profile on Facebook so she was eating it. And the pictures is now up. And this is before my work.
Well.
So now everybody go to your computers and then everybody come back to the phone.
Look, giving cricket peas on his phone.
I mean,
And I made sure it was even playing field, that both our foreheads and cheeks and everything was showing, so it was even playing field.
It's giving me very the fox and the hound tease.
Is that a negligee you got on?
Cool.
Is that a red negligee, girl? You was getting
no,
ready for
it. That was the first $5,000 collections bought at a house at the Minnesota when I won Big Girl Save.
No shade,
okay.
But your face was, your
and
face
you to,
was
and you
beat.
Had to bring it in all red.
Like, that look like you getting ready for Valentine's Day night, honey.
No shade, bitch. That bitch is eating it.
let me refresh my page and get a piece of it.
Oh, it's the same picture I showed you the other night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, honey, let me see what's going on. Honey. Let me get a little on the Facebook and see what we're posting
here.
So,
Tiffany, is that Virgin Brazilian that she got her hair right there?
Well, hold on. I need to refresh the page. I mean, let me get into that, honey. Where is it at? Where the official ballroom radio station chat is where the picture is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kelly, what do you think about the official ballroom radio station page today?
I was on my Oxycontin today, honey. Baby, but I'm loving it, honey. Just see the girls just chatting and the girls just talking up, honey, and saying, you know, I'm loving it, honey.
Okay, Kelly, you're sitting here. Okay, and mother is sitting here. Yes, she is.
Is that Virgin Brazilian?
With the geisha. Well, I can't comment on this hairstyle, but I can only comment on what I know that she has in now. So, yes, mother with the geisha fan, honey. You can't take that lady with her.
Naima, which hair are you talking about? The one under her arm or her hair?
No, ma'am. And Kelly, don't give too much because Kelly's makeup and her face is sitting, but that wig is cocked to the side like a pistol. A little bit.
But you're not gonna come for Kelly, because if you want to talk about a hairline, then let's talk about old girls this lace hairline up here.
Wait, hold on.
No, that's Uganda Brazilian.
This was virgin Indian hair, and that was six pack, and it was on a wig cap. That was a wig, bitch. I still have my weave underneath that.
I said it was a wig because I said it was cocked to the side,
yeah.
Kelly.
That was a wig because after the category, I took it off and I had my braids and everything, you know. If y'all see the collections ball, I mean, when we went as the house, y'all see me in the front with my yellow and white on with my ponytail.
I can't deny, Kelly, you was looking very nice. You look very beat in the face, honey.
Bitch.
You were looking very pretty. I give credit where credit is due.
I'm not taking nothing away from Shay Shay. I'm not saying she don't have face. Shay Shay do sit. Miss Shay Butter,
she
do sit,
yeah,
but, you know.
She's beat right now.
Yeah, she's definitely beat.
If she would have just painted the forehead a little bit the same color as...
Well, I tell you one motherfucker thing. It's no shade. The person that painted Kelly for that New York Awards ball, it's no shade, bitch. It's gonna be a nasty battle that night between her and Shay Shay. That
baby.
Same person that's painting. That's painting Kelly.
So
she had a
Tiffany,
notebook when
Tiffany.
I gagged when I was at the awards.
Yeah.
Well, it was hot as hell, and I was high. And mind you,
is it confirmation that your mother's coming to the ball?
Is it confirmation?
Yes.
Well, I mean. I'll let brother tell that. I don't want to do her surprises or grant it.
Jasmine, it has been confirmed that she is definitely coming to the ball.
So it has been confirmed that she's definitely coming to this ball.
She has been confirmed that she is definitely coming to this ball.
I believe Kelly said compromated.
Well, you know Kelly has her own little words, honey, but
I know.
Maybe if she is coming to the ball in
a
new battle, I hope y'all got y'all wallets ready because it's starting at 1,000, and if y'all want to see this battle,
I definitely
want
to add to that.
I got five
as
on
the pot.
It. I got five on it.
when I step into the motherfucking building, baby, y'all gonna know exactly what it's calling, honey. Okay. Baby.
There's no shade. Your face was on, honey, at the New York Awards ball, Kelly. When I took that picture, bitch.
No,
you
mind
was
you,
on.
I was at the awards ball and I was so hot in there, and it was hot. And she walked by in this red suit, this red little like a sweatsuit first. And then I turned around and she had on something. I said, what the fuck? It happened so fast.
Baby,
I guess.
I had to get up out of, mind you, I missed, I was supposed to, I walked the wrong face category, honey. I didn't feel like switching into my other motherfucking dress, bitch, and no motherfucking fur coat, bitch. It was too hot to be having on a fur coat. They should have said just bring it without the fur coat.
Bitch.
They, well, oh honey, I didn't even know they made fur coats that big.
Who?
Kelly, I'm trying to be funny.
I'm serious, girl. I would get me one. Like, girl, y'all think I'm being funny?
You gotta come to New York. They got somebody in New York, honey. I got my husband in New York, honey. I got Sheba from New York, honey.
Yeah, I gotta find me one, girl. That'll be over Shakova. I want one, honey.
What the hell are you gonna do with a fur coat in Texas?
So her name is Sheba, the coat that that Rodney, that you let Rodney hold for that night you want.
I don't know what you're talking about, London. But Tiffany, I can direct you. Well, the next time you come to New York, I can direct you down the block, but I won't go on the block with you.
Why you won't go on the block with me?
Girl, bitch, please.
Girl, I love you, Tiffany. It's not against you, girl. It's not against you, Tiffany. I love my freedom. Oh, okay. I'll tell you the two stores at Carrie Plus Size, and then you can go in by yourself, and I'll meet you around the corner at McDonald's. Honey, you call my phone when you're done, and I'll meet you at McDonald's. Oh, sure. We can work that out, honey. That'll be great.
Kelly, tell them the story about you, the fur coat, and you on the train.
Okay, so I get the fur coat, and I have the fur coat there, so you know. And this is when, like, when I first got the fur coat, she couldn't really fit, but she was cute, so I kept her. So she started ripping on the back of the sleeve, and I had to get her fit. I'm on the train, and I'm on my way going to JFK Airport, and I'm about to go to fucking L.A. So I'm on the C train, and I run off the C train to get to the A train because the A train is express, and that's the train I need to be on. So I'm sitting on the train, me and my lover at the time, and this man keeps looking at me, and I'm wondering, like, why is this man looking at me? And he keeps looking and looking. And so I'm like, why the fuck is this man keep staring at me? Did I have this man or something, or what the fuck is going on? So he walks over to me, and he says, you know that thing ain't go through for that coat, but I ain't gonna say nothing. Oh, and by the way, it's ripped in the back. You need to get it fixed. I said, bitch. I got off the train at the next stop and ran back to the C train. I need to go look for a minute to get the thoughts together.
Ooh. He busted.
Girl,
you out.
Bitch, I guess. But I think I guess, bitch. I thought about that my whole flight to L.A., bitch. I guess.
So you didn't even go to L.A. after that?
No, I still had to go to L.A., baby. I still had to go to L.A.
So, Kelly, you were the only one on the train with a fur coat, a Sheba on.
But, you know, I was always told that I should not be in the front lines when I'm doing things because I'm a person that is definitely recognizable at any given time.
Right, especially if the coat was ripping in the back.
Well, what? How can he see it? Like, was the fur ripping in the back, or was the inside lining of the coat?
It was ripping at the arm. She's fixed now since then, and my name is engraved in her now.
Oh Lord! So nobody better steal your coat.
Yeah, nobody would never steal my coat, bitch. Shirley, I don't even coat check my coat, bitch. Shirley, I see what happened last year. Alegria, bitch. The bitch, after the club was over, bitch, coat check people left, bitch. The girls was going through there, running the streets with people coats. They were taking people fur coats and everything.
Someone took Gina's coat, yeah.
God bless you, so what to say, girl.
Right.
Who in they right mind would take a fun for Miss Thing? That's just a desperate bitch.
It was a what? What was the kind of coat was it?
It was fucks fur.
It was fun fur.
It's a nice suck dick in Jersey.
Yeah, fucks fur isn't me, but I wear it all the time. I can't,
No shame. No shame. If you knew Gina Gossel, you had to love her because that motherfucking bitch was a kiki.
She sure was
a kiki.
Hold on, we have one more caller because it's getting coming on closing time. 323-286.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hi everybody. I was just listening. I didn't even know I was on press call.
Hello.
Hi, London. Hi, Naima. Hi, Mark. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Michi.
Hey, Michi. You are not going to clock me like that.
Are you enjoying the show tonight?
What?
Are you enjoying the show tonight?
Well, I actually missed a lot of it because I was in a rehearsal. I have a concert on Saturday and Friday night.
Thanks a lot.
Can you sing a line for me, Michi?
No.
No, sing
that
line.
I want to know. I mean, what are you, a deacon in the church?
No, I'm not no deacon. I would never be the deacon.
That's Kurt Franklin.
Well, I don't know. I'm asking because I always see you say you're going to. I always see like you in pictures and suits and something about singing.
Oh,
because
I've been like different churches and conferences and stuff.
Because he's Kurt Franklin.
He sings in the Amen Corner. I want you to sing that song. Take me on a trip I'd like to go somewhere.
What
out of
all the songs?
That song out of every song. Come on.
For real.
What? Take you. You want me to sing Adele or Sail or whatever that is?
I want to sing
Take
Me in the Water.
I want a couple of lines from Silver and Gold.
No, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear.
It's always the demons. Don't want to hear nothing about the good Lord.
The Lord bitch to praise the devil.
I want to hear "Take Me to the Water."
No, the girls need them. The girls need "Order My Steps."
My song back.
Yes, London. They need
to give us a little
concert right now.
Well, "Stay Home" by Stephanie Mills.
I really can't sing that.
Just sing us something, anything you want, then we'll keep quiet.
What? I didn't call to sing. I'm just listening.
Please.
Go
and
go. What?
Go and go.
I can't stand y'all.
Come on, give the girls that's not going to be at the show a little taste.
Right.
Don't give me a mansion on top of a hill. There you go. That's it.
God, sir.
That's
without a shadow. I was just getting into it. It was really bad because I wanted to see.
My life he holds. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. I'm talking about silver and gold. Oh,
oh, she was. She just
picture Kelly big ass over there naked, rolling around, singing "Silver and Gold."
Oh Lord,
she turned to brass,
honey.
To
be baptized.
Okay, well, we had to say our goodbyes because the show.
Thank you, Naima. We only have a few minutes left. Everybody, say good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Mother. Good night, Jazzy.
Good night,
everybody.
I'm going to stop calling London your mother, too, you're older than her.
Oh, bitch.
Oh, shit. No, actually, sweetie. All right. No, but I just want to say, good night to you all. And remember, if you do fight someone, look behind you. and tune in to tomorrow night's state of emergency. Thank you all. Yes. I love you all.
Good night.
We still got like 2 minutes.
That's why your man never called in, Tiffany.
Oh, it don't matter, honey. He didn't have to call in. He's right now having his snack box. And I don't know if he's going to tell you where it's at.
He having a snack. Yeah. He's in a box, all
right. Right. Tied up neatly in a bow, honey. Yeah. You're so jaded and jealous, honey.
Girl.
Welcome to Fuck a Bitch Radio. You know.
Stick a cork in it, honey.
If you say something about a cork one more time.
Ooh, can we do like at a ball? Can we do like a raffle, like a draft where you pick someone's name and they pick your name, they get you a present, you get them? Because I want to get, I have to get Erica's so bad. I want to get some white strips and the new machine they have.